Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
Kids with no place to call their own.
42% of homeless children are below the age of six.
The value of homes keeps sinking.
The median price dropped 3.5% in 1 month.
And a chip off the old block.
Dear Old Dad. A strong influence on intelligence.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Homelessness, it's a serious problem faced by a growing number of Americans, including those most vulnerable, children. Live to CBS News reporter Vicki Barker for details.
A new report says one out of every 50 American children has been homeless at least once in any given year. Now, those figures were compiled before the economy went into a nosedive. For many children, losing their home means losing their future, too.
The graduation rates for homeless children are below 25%.
Democratic Senator Robert Casey.
A child who does not have a home will not be able to learn and grow and achieve.
The National Center on Family Homelessness insists the problem could be solved in a decade with more low-income housing and more aid to families struggling to hold on to their homes. Nick?
Well, home prices keep getting battered, CBS News correspondent Jim Taylor reports.
The median price of a home in America dropping 3.5% in the month of January.
That represents a drop of about $610 billion. And reduced value of U.S. housing stock.
Rick Miles with Integrated Asset Services. He says the housing index has now fallen 24.7% from its peak in 2006. Where is it the worst?
Those areas that had the greatest run-up are having the greatest fall-off, if you will. Counties in California and Florida, primarily.
So is this unprecedented? What's going on?
Well, unprecedented in our lifetime.
Jim Taylor, CBS News.
For Americans looking for work, the coming months are likely to offer slimmer pickings. The latest survey from Manpower, Inc. shows that employers will be hiring at a considerably slower pace, says Melanie Holmes.
Of the 31,800 U.S. employers that we've surveyed, 15% expect to increase their workforce during the April to June time frame, while 14% expect to reduce their payrolls.
I'm Steve Kathan. The cheap drinks may ease the pain of losing a job.
It's a way for a community to come together after something as disruptive and painful as layoffs.
She was at a pink slip party in Boston. These have been springing up in many major cities, a chance for socializing, network, and meeting with recruiters. Plenty of tips at a Denver party.
If your resume doesn't match up for these applicant tracking systems, it can end up in an electronic graveyard.
In Beverly Hills, the setting was a Mediterranean-style hotel.
In this economic time, we've got to try anything and everything.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The rank and file at Ford have given the okay to changes in their contract aimed at keeping the automaker competitive. Under the agreement, wages are frozen and some benefits cut. Automotive News publisher Keith Crane says Detroit's other auto companies and the union need to follow suit.
It's critical that the template that Ford and UAW have established is accepted by General Motors and Chrysler, although each one of their situations are different.
The president puts his focus on the classroom in a speech this morning. CBS News correspondent Bill Plant has the story from the White House.
President Obama promotes higher education standards as one answer to the nation's economic woes today, part of the agenda for change in education on which he campaigned. His speech today to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce is his first on education. Mr. Obama will call for schools and teachers to help students meet world-class standards, and he'll restate his support for charter schools and merit-based teacher pay, but will not propose any new regulations or legislation. Bill Plant, CBS News, The White House.
Can the age of the father have an impact on the offspring's IQ? Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnano. Barry, what's the answer from researchers?
The children of older fathers don't do as well in a variety of cognitive tests during infancy and childhood, Nick, according to a study of more than 33,000 kids in the journal PLOS Medicine. Researchers don't know why this is. Other studies suggest these children may also have higher risks of schizophrenia, autism, and cancer. Curiously, children of older mothers score higher on intelligence tests. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
It's the Tuesday morning edition of the CBS World News Roundup, where the time is now 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm David Cale with an AM 760 local news update. Could be an interesting drive into work today.
Seems like whenever we get a weather system, it comes in during one of our rush hours, and we're going to get the morning one this time around.
Scott Intrican with the National Weather Service. We are getting it. Intrican says the mountains will get a few inches of snow. We're not expected to get more than about an inch here in the metro area. Colorado's Catholic bishops say President Obama's decision on embryonic stem cell research contributes to an erosion of respect and dignity for human life.
He doesn't ever justify the killing of one life to possibly save future lives.
Jenny Kraska with the Colorado Catholic Conference says a statement issued by the bishops urges the president to reconsider his decision. While they oppose embryonic stem cell research, the bishops do support adult stem cell research. As state lawmakers prepare to take up a bill that would increase spending on higher education, Metro State students make their voices heard. Hundreds marched on the state capitol yesterday. Student body president Andrew Bateman hoping lawmakers listen.
We sure hope so. We hope a mass of people this size can get at least some attention.
Colorado ranks 49th out of the 50 states when it comes to higher education spending. Falling prices have already resulted in job losses in Colorado's oil and gas industry, and now some state lawmakers fear new environmental rules could make a bad situation worse. Lawmakers like Representative Scott Tipton want to delay implementation.
I think it's time that we put Coloradoans and their families first rather than a political agenda. We need to go slower on this and be deliberative in the process.
Governor Ritter supports the new environmental requirements. Sports, the floundering Nuggets lose again, this time to the Rockets, 97-95. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale, Bob Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Buy a Ryland home this weekend and get up to $35,000 in flex cash plus your closing costs paid. And with mortgage payment protection, March 13th, 14th, and 15th really are the three smartest days to buy. Restrictions apply. Visit Ryland.com for details.
Folks out there who get up in the morning, get their coffee, go to work,
get the kids off to school,
pay their bills, work hard,
they don't understand most of this Wall Street talk.
Ed Schultz.
I don't. I admit it. Just because I sit in front of a microphone doesn't mean that I know everything. I think there's a good number of Americans out there that are somewhat bamboozled by all of this. So I have to trust, and you have to trust, those who we elect that they're going to do the right thing.
The Ed Schultz Show, mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is not the Jay Marvin Show, at least not this morning. This is the David Sirota Show. I'm filling in for Jay, who's still out sick. I saw him this weekend. He's looking good. He's on the mend. Not sure exactly when he's coming back. A snowy morning out there. I felt like I needed a plow driving into the station this morning. It was real slow, real slow. I'm not sure. They say only 1 inch is supposed to fall out there, but at least down here at the tech center, the roads were not that great. Lots of headlines in the news today. Lots of really, really interesting stuff, and we're going to talk about all of it. I'm going to read some of the most newsy headlines, some of the most ridiculous headlines. Let's start with a little ridiculous headline to wake us up. Drug czar. Getting high hurts your video gaming skills. This is a story off the Huffington Post by Ryan Grimm. The White House drug czar's office has tumbled through a cascading set of warnings about the dangers of marijuana over the years. The drug that once would fry your brain or lead to heroin addiction has recently been downgraded to a cause of sloth. The softer ads from the drug czar's office argue that while it might not kill you, pot will make you a couch potato and a good-for-nothing loser. Now the drug czar's office, which is, by the way, currently run by a Bush administration holdover, is going one step further. Not only will marijuana sink you into hours of wasted time on your couch, you won't even be any good at video games while you're sitting there. Quote, getting high affects your brain in ways that may directly influence your gaming ability, warns the Drug Czar's website, citing the impairment of many of the skills required for winning a background, defeating an opponent, and beating games. Now, I'm a big Halo player. I love playing Halo. I just got an Xbox 360. I also like the Wii. I guess this is the Drug Czar's latest, most ridiculous, in my opinion, attempt to fearmonger the issue of marijuana. We've gone from the reefer madness claim that smoking weed will supposedly lead you to become a drug addict of harder and a drug consumer of harder narcotics. That's been basically debunked. To now a pathetic claim that pot will hurt your ability to kill lots of other players on Halo. I mean, if this doesn't show you how ridiculous and absurd our drug policy is, I don't know what does. In more serious news, we talked yesterday, and hopefully we'll talk a little bit more today, about the proposal in the Colorado legislature to allow law enforcement to ticket slowpokes. Remember the bill there's a bill by Democrats that passed the House in Colorado that would allow law enforcement to ticket you if you're driving under the speed limit and you're in the left lane and holding up traffic. A lot of folks had reaction to that yesterday. Give us a call, 303-713-7600, to continue talking about that. Hopefully we're going to try to get the bill sponsors on. But I mention that because there's more car news in the news. There is a study out, a report, reading from Bloomberg News, collecting road taxes based on miles driven is the best way to avert a crisis in transportation funding, a federal commission said. The current reliance on gasoline taxes is unsustainable, in part because of more efficient cars and alternative fuels, the National Surface Transportation Infrastructure Financing Commission, what a name, said in a report. Spending per mile traveled has dropped almost 50% adjusted for inflation since the Highway Trust Fund was created in the late 1950s. The so-called vehicle miles traveled framework, which may require a device in cars to track mileage, could assess higher fees at rush hour or on heavier vehicles, the panel said. So in other words, we have a federal panel saying that we shouldn't fund our roads via the gas tax, as we do now, that we should fund our roads by putting a meter in your car that would tell us how many miles you're driving. So if you drive a lot of miles, you pay a higher fee for road construction and road maintenance. Do you think this is fair? Or do you think it's better that we finance this through the gas tax? I can see both sides of this. I can see the gas tax side, which by having a gas tax, you are incentivizing people to buy more fuel-efficient cars, right? Because if you're paying for how much gas you're using, then the incentive, if you want to cut down that expenditure, the incentive is to get a more fuel-efficient car. On the other hand, we're talking about financing of roads, and roads are degraded based on how much they are used. So this idea of putting a meter in your car to tell the tax man how much you're driving, how many miles you're driving, is a way to directly connect your use of the road with how much you pay to maintain the road. Which do you like? Give us a call, 303-713-7600. I can see it either way. I like the gas tax in that it incentivizes fuel efficiency, but I also understand the idea that fuel efficiency is a slightly different issue than paying for the maintenance of the road and road use. I saw this story off the Colorado Independent. This is the headline here. Senator Mitchell, who's a Republican legislator from Colorado, your privacy unfairly burdens business. Reading the story by John Tomasic. How does it shake down when Colorado's Republican senators are forced to choose, for the record, between protecting the rights of individuals and the prerogatives of business? Right this minute, and this reporter was reporting on the hearings in the legislature, the Senate is debating the degree to which your medical records should be kept private from your employers. Republican senators are arguing against what seems a fairly straightforward amendment to House Bill 1012, which centers on the right of insurance companies to provide incentives to employees to attend health-promoting programs. The amendment the Republicans are opposing, proposed by our good friend Senator Morgan Carroll of Aurora, the Democrat, would increase safeguards against employers learning about your medical history, including, say, your visit to therapist offices, rehab centers, heart doctors, or fertility clinics. Carroll argues that because our personal information flows increasingly freely around the Internet, now's the time to begin to think about how information leaks and to consider what kind of legislative protections to put in place. Senator Sean Mitchell, the Republican from Broomfield, while he admits to the need for privacy and Carroll's good intentions, he said he feels the vague burdens placed on business would be onerous. So apparently, it's onerous to ask business to respect the privacy of our medical records. According to Senate Republicans here in Colorado, they don't want safeguards on our medical records. They want our employers to be able to have access to all of our medical records, because any kind of privacy safeguards would apparently be too onerous, too anti-business. I also read in the Fort Collins, Colorado, a pretty disappointing story. I'll read it to you here. The headline is, Markey breaks with party on mortgage bill. Representative Betsy Markey broke with the Democratic leadership in opposing a bill that would give bankruptcy judges the ability to lower mortgage payments for troubled homeowners. Markey, a Fort Collins Democrat, said the bill passed by the House had the right intentions but the wrong approach. The bill, she said, isn't fair to people who've stayed on top of their mortgage payments but are now seeing their home values decline because of foreclosures in their neighborhood. Now, we've talked about this over the last couple of days. This is a bill called Cramdown. It would allow, if you go into bankruptcy, it would allow a bankruptcy judge to force your bank to renegotiate the terms of your loan. And the Republican argument, which is being echoed, unfortunately, by Fort Collins Democrat Betsy Markey, is that that's unfair to people who don't declare bankruptcy, who are paying their mortgages. That line of rationale might make sense, except for that annoying little fact. I'm reading from the LA Times here. Since 1978, judges have had this cram-down authority to reduce the principal on loans backed by almost all forms of property, including second homes, vacation homes, cars, and boats, but not on your primary residence. So in other words, right now, the bankruptcy judge is empowered to force banks to write down your car loan, to write down a very wealthy person's vacation home loan or investment property mortgage, but the bankruptcy judge is not allowed to do the same for a primary residence mortgage. So Markey hasn't explained, and the Republicans haven't explained, why the wealthy should be able to write down their mortgages on their vacation homes when they want bankruptcy protection, but we, the regular folks, if we get into trouble, we can't have the same privilege from our bankruptcy courts. We'll talk more about that. We'll talk more about the potential auto tax, the gas tax. Should we be paying for our roads through a gas tax, or should we be paying through our roads? Do you want a meter in your car that tells the government how much you're driving around, how many miles you're racking up? Give us a call, 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on a wintry Tuesday morning. Stay with us.
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready for the long haul. From simple tune-ups to advanced diagnostics, we'll change your oil, rotate your tires, replace your brakes, and give you something we call the fix-it list. It lets you know what's running fine, what needs fixing now, and what can wait. Think of it as peace of mind for the miles ahead. Midas, we're on this road together.
Get the good stuff!
Hey, Mike Waltrip here. You know those makeover shows where they turn a dumpy-looking house into something really special? Well, we'd like to do the same thing with your hat. So stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store, and with a purchase, turn one of your old hats into a 2009 Napa Racing hat. And while you're in there, why not pick up some incredible Napa parts and give your car a makeover as well? The Napa Hat Swap. Limit one per customer. Only good while supplies last.
Napa.
Get the good stuff!
Hey, great tent! Got it at REI. They're a co-op.
A what?
You get an annual refund.
Cool.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Visit the REI Member Rewards event. Members save 20% on camping, backpacking, and hiking gear. Offer ends March 29th. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer for one full price item. Exclusion supply.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
That's the bad news. The good news is Good Feet Art Supports bring an end to their search and their pain.
Just say Ed sent you and get 10% off your purchase at Good Feet. Call 1-877-620-3338 for details. That's 1-877-620-FEET for Good Feet. America's number one arch support.
I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We've been talking about the slowpoke bill. Do you think that slowpoke drivers should be able to be ticketed for not driving at the speed limit? And then we've been also talking about whether you think that road maintenance should be financed by gas taxes or by what a federal panel today reports or wants, which is an odometer in your car tracking how many miles you are racking up. Which do you think is more fair? Which do you think is better for road construction financing? We'll go to the phones and we'll see what you think. Let's go to Mark. Mark.
Hi, good morning, David. Am I off the board? I just turned on the radio. I didn't know what your subject matter was, and I tried calling you when you were just getting on with Tom Hartman the other morning. I have another question.
Go for it.
Okay. The bailout and the mortgage bailout and people who were in over their heads and all of that, here we are, and I'm sure we're typical. You know, we've made our payments every single month. We haven't missed a payment. You know, we're not in great shape, but we've made our payments and we made our everything. We've never missed a payment in years. What relief do we have? What is out there so that the money that's given to the banks to refinance some of these mortgages, is there any hope for us to see some relief in our interest rates?
Well, a couple things. I interest rates have gone down, and refinancing right now is pretty desirable. The rates are so low right now that it's pretty desirable for people, for lots of people. It makes mathematical sense for people to, lots of people to refinance right now. So I think we got that going for us. The majority of homeowners are paying their mortgage. And so for those of us who are not underwater or who are making our payments, there is, I think, that option right now. I think the deeper question you're asking is, well, you're sort of asking, what's the government going to do for me? Which right. I'm not blaming you for
yeah,
that.
There's an inherent, I don't know whether a fairness question is in there, but, you know, I'm not trying to blame people, but we all, you know, are kind of in the same boat. And if relief is given to people in the form of reducing principal, you know, negotiating, and the banks they're calling banks to do this, but you know, it seems like, you know, if we're lending all of this money out of our tax money, out of my pocket, so that the banks can stay afloat and do this, why shouldn't we be able to get some of that money that we're giving to the banks in the form of, you know, duration?
Well, and I see your point. I see the idea that our taxpayer dollars are subsidizing the banks, and that many homeowners are still, who are paying their mortgages, are stuck in loans that are, whose interest rates may not be all that great, or whose other financing may not be all that fair. I've heard a similar argument, by the way, by people who say, well, why are we, some banks that own credit card companies, for instance, have gotten bailout money. And so our taxpayer dollars are effectively subsidizing a credit card industry that charges exorbitant interest rates. All of that makes sense. And what I would say is two things, is that we need, first and foremost, to address, to use a medical analogy, we need to address the immediate bleeding. The immediate and most crucial bleeding right now are people who are getting foreclosed on. And if we don't address that, then the overall broader economic crisis, the body economic, if you will die. So I understand the government's triage program for people who are about to be foreclosed on, because if that's not dealt with, then there's nothing we can do long term for the majority of people who aren't being foreclosed on, but who are facing a lot of economic challenges right now. I think longer term, once we staunch the bleeding, I think then it's appropriate to ask, well, where is, and I know this is a bad word, but where is the entitlement program for homeowners in general? Now, entitlement program, that means that a program that isn't based on political favoritism or really political influence. It's if you qualify for something, you automatically get it. That's what an entitlement is, right? If you're a senior citizen, you're automatically entitled to Social Security benefits. And I think once we staunch the bleeding, we've got to ask the question, okay, what are average homeowners? What kind of entitlement program do we need to set up to help the average homeowners, not just the homeowners who are in foreclosure? And there have been policies or proposals floated that would, for instance, I've seen one proposal that would set a refinance rate at something like 4.5 or 4.6%, and regardless of the fluctuations on the market, the government would create essentially that guaranteed refinance rate for everybody. I think that's a good idea. I think you can do that kind of policy and spend certainly far less than the $1.5 trillion we've spent giving away taxpayer money to the banks. Thanks for the call. We'll go back to the phone. Let's go to Scott. Scott on the cell phone.
Hello?
Hey there.
Oh, good morning, David.
Good morning.
You did a good job, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
First, I wanted to say I'm opposed to the odometer thing for the automobiles. For one thing, the high-efficiency vehicle, for example, are usually lighter than the...
Well, that's a good point.
...than the other vehicles. You know, my little Honda Civic is a lot lighter and does a lot less road damage than my Ford F-150.
That's a really good point.
And so, and then, probably this simple odometer, I had heard they wanted to put a GPS system in your car.
There's talk of that. That's right. There's talk that that would be one of the ways to track your actual mileage.
I kind of, on principle and generally opposed to the government having GPS systems in my car. And I think the way I could probably argue that point most effectively is just imagine, Dick Cheney was in charge of the program, you know? I mean.
There are certainly privacy concerns. That's what you're getting at?
That's it, yeah. And, that's pretty much it. And as far as the home foreclosure thing on the houses, you know, I really don't really like the cram down measure myself that much either. I think Barkey's got a point. It's really the wrong approach.
Well, let me stop you and ask you this question, because she hasn't answered this question either, and the Republicans haven't answered this question, which is this. If you're against cram down for average homeowners, do you oppose, do you want to repeal cram down authority for bankruptcy judges when they deal with vacation homes?
No, myself, I think I'd leave that alone right now.
But why? Why should somebody who owns a vacation home be able to go to a bankruptcy judge and get that loan crammed down, but the average homeowner shouldn't be able to get their mortgage on their primary residence crammed down?
Well, that's a good point, but that's not really the focus of the problem that we're facing right now.
But we just, the last caller just made the point that where is the relief for the average person? And so it seems to me that you can't have it both ways, right? I mean, you can't have a government policy that rewards one set of homeowners. And in this case, by the way, the set of homeowners that it's rewarding are people who have enough money to have a second home. You can't have a policy that does that and doesn't provide the same benefit to regular homeowners. I mean, that is not, at least the way I read it, that's not equal protection under the law.
Yeah, that's a good point. But the problem we're having right now, what's really fed the mortgage problem initially, was the adjustable rate mortgages. And so, to me, the better approach is to try to refinance people with an adjustable rate mortgage who are now stuck in their arm because interest rates went up and now their payments have doubled or tripled in some cases, and their housing value has gone down, so they cannot refinance.
Toyota owners. Toyota's recommended scheduled services support a greener earth.
So, yeah, sorry about that. We had a little technical difficulty.
Twilight Zone there.
Yeah. Well, look, let me take on what you said, because there is a point inherent in there that I think is valid. You are right that the adjustable rate mortgages certainly had partly to do with what kicked off this crisis. But I will say this. Part of the reason to give bankruptcy judges the power for cram down is so that those judges can mandate the kinds of changes of the loan terms that a refinance is about, but lots of people can't get that refinance. Remember, credit has tightened up now. Lenders are forcing people through all sorts of hoops. In many cases, the hoops they should have forced borrowers through. But my point is, lots of people who would benefit from refinancing from their arms into something more stable can't really do that right now and are forced into bankruptcy court. And I think what we want is the bankruptcy judges, we want to have them have the right to force that kind of loan renegotiation to make and to stabilize the housing market. Thanks for the call. I'm David Sirota filling in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We've been talking about whether you think the gas tax should be paying for our road maintenance, or whether you agree with a new federal study out this morning that says asks people to put a special device in their cars, in their odometers, that would track how many miles you are driving, essentially how much road use you are using. I can see it both ways. I think the gas tax encourages people to buy more fuel-efficient vehicles. But I also think that there's a logic to the idea that how many miles you drive is in part how much wear and tear you put on the roads. Give us a call.
Picture this. You're standing in front of a steep hill. You're with a group, and they're already climbing. But you're having trouble breathing. You take a step, but they've already taken 10. You try to keep up, but you're falling behind. So you try harder. You're out of breath and frustrated. Not because you can't climb the hill, but because it's not a hill at all. It's a flight of stairs that might as well be a mountain. Now picture this. You come to National Jewish Health, the number one respiratory hospital in the country. You'll find world-renowned specialists that use state-of-the-art imaging, early detection, and the latest treatments to help improve your ability to breathe. Whether it's allergies, asthma, COPD, heart disease, or rheumatoid arthritis, we can help transform you into the picture of National Jewish Health. For more information, visit nationaljewish.org. National Jewish Health, science transforming life.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
Over 50 million of us don't have adequate life insurance. Seriously. And most are between the ages of 30 and 55. So if you die, your spouse is left alone, trying to figure out how to make ends meet, borrowing money, draining their retirement, selling the family home. That happened to my mom, and it was tough. Look, if you have a family, you need life insurance. So right now, go get a free quote from eFinancial at 1-800-800-6636 because you will not believe how affordable life insurance is. Everyone's situation is different, but okay, I'll just tell you. I'm 40, in good health. They got me a $500,000 policy for $20 a month. $20 a month. You spend more than that on coffee, right? So seriously, take care of your family. Get your free life insurance quote now. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-800-800-6636. 1-800-800-6636. 1-800-800-6636.
Mm. 637 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760. 303-713-7600. Give us a call on this snowy morning. We've been talking about, kick this off, a discussion about a new federal report asking for road maintenance and road construction to not be financed anymore by a gas tax, but to be financed by essentially a mileage counter, counting how many miles you drive in your car. The theory being that how many miles you drive in your car is directly related to how much wear and tear you're putting on the roads. Now, interestingly, a caller earlier said, well, wait a second. It's not just miles that puts wear and tear on the road. It's also the weight of your car, that you may drive 10 miles in your F-150 truck, and that puts a certain amount of wear and tear on the road, and you put a lot less wear and tear on the road if you drive your Mini Cooper, because it's just a lighter vehicle. What do you think? Which ways should we finance road construction? We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Lee on the cell phone. Lee.
Yeah,
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I think there's also something else that's inherently wrong with the idea that a mileage counter is the better way, in that even if you don't drive a car, all your goods still have to get to you. You either take the bus or have things delivered to you. But the idea that you don't drive and therefore you don't use the roadways is a fallacy. Of course you do. Everything has to get delivered to you somehow.
Okay, but I'll play devil's advocate to that, which is employers and producers would acknowledge this, that the cost of that should be in the good. Tends to be, speaking economically here, the cost of that use is wrapped into the consumer price of the good. If you order something that needs to travel a long way, then the cost of that travel will be ultimately put into the price that you're paying for the good. And if the mileage, under this mileage, well, right now, if it's driven to you on a truck, the theory is that the gas tax cost to that producer is packaged into the cost of, let's say you bought a book on Amazon.com. That's packaged into the price, the shipping and handling. That's actually probably the handling charge. Same thing would be with the mileage. That if it travels 3,000 miles to you instead of 50 miles to you, you might be having to pay more for that good. In fact, I can make the argument too, not just thinking out loud here, that wouldn't a mileage tax instead of a gas tax, wouldn't a mileage tax possibly encourage more local buying because local goods could be somewhat cheaper?
Yes and no. It might be less expensive for the person who's used to having things delivered to them if they were to get on a bus and take the bus to a location to pick up stuff, but probably not for the individual who's driving because they're already paying for driving anyway.
That's true. What I'm saying is that if you suddenly make contingent the cost of goods, or at least part of the cost of goods, based on how many miles it travels to you instead of how much fuel it takes to get it to you, it's possible there would be situations where it's marginally less expensive to buy goods that have to travel less of a distance.
It's possible. I'll give it that. But I think only if you take into account, too, which that one previous caller said, which was what I was going to add, too, was the fact that a heavier vehicle definitely puts more dent on the roadway than a lighter vehicle.
Right, and I think that's the big flaw. That's the big flaw in this argument for this mileage odometer, seems to me. That's the best argument against this. How are you going to factor in weight differentials in cars? Now, my guess is what the panel will say, and I'll look at it during the break. My guess is that the panel would say, well, we would break cars into different classes. You'd have trucks, and then you'd have cars. The problem with that, of course, is that within the car genre, we know that there are, you know, there's Hummers, or maybe not Hummers, maybe Hummers are categorized as trucks, but there are much heavier cars and there are much lighter cars. So you'd really have to finely tune that weight differential. And I haven't, and I'll read at the break. I'll see if that's somewhere in the fine print of this report. Lee, thanks for the call. Let's go to Mark.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
You know, it seems to me that everything that the government does is against rewarding people for good behavior. And if they want to encourage people to not use the roads as much and by the way, if they ever put this meter in cars, I'm buying stock in that company immediately.
For sure.
You know, why can't they look at it something like where you live. I kind of call it a residence radius revenue reward. You live 5 miles from your job. You pay much less taxes than somebody that lives 20 miles from their job, 50 miles from their job. Look at it that way. Why not also reward people who over 5 years of time have never caused an accident, never gotten a ticket, never needed the police on the highway? Send them a check and say, thank you for being a great citizen. And those who continually get tickets, have those tickets increased so draconianly that it makes people stop and think.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you. Let me stop you there.
That's fine. Go ahead. Jump in.
While the gas tax certainly encourages more fuel-efficient vehicles, there's a case to be made that the switching to a mileage tax would encourage people to, A, drive less, B, potentially live in more environmentally sustainable geographies, right? There would be an economic incentive to live closer to where you work in less of the sprawly, unplanned places, which that would be. So there's a different incentive at work. I also think that the mileage idea would essentially, again, incentivize you to get out of your car. Now, your comment about, well, you know, why aren't people, shouldn't we make people who get tickets and who get into accidents, who essentially use or are breaking the laws or are disproportionately using the services of public services like first responders, the police, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I don't agree because, first of all, a lot of people, sometimes you get into accidents, you're just unlucky. It has nothing to do with you. Secondly, you already do pay inherently a cost of that through your insurance. You're mandated to buy car insurance. And when you get a ticket or a series, and certainly when you get into an accident, your insurance rates almost inevitably go up. So you are paying, in that sense, for that behavior. And my actual problem with that.
You're being rewarded, too, because your rates are up.
Well, you're being rewarded if you don't get an accident, or you don't get a ticket. Your insurance rates stay, I wouldn't call them low, but they don't go up. So there's a reward there. I mean, my actual problem with that whole system is that you can get into an accident that's absolutely not your fault at all. And if that happens, once or twice, your insurance rates can go up. That's really not fair.
Right, that's not fair. I agree, 100%. By the way, I appreciate your comeback on that. I respect your answers. I agree with a lot of what you were saying. You know, my ideas were something just to get a good conversation going here. And I'll let you go now, but every once in a while I go over to my son's apartment, and he and his friends are over there playing video games and other kind of games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, that marijuana doesn't bother them at all.
Well, you're referring, and just to remind people who hadn't tuned in at the early part of the hour, you're referring to the story on the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
About the drug czar's office. This is the your government, your taxpayer dollars at work. The White House drug czar's office is now saying, putting out an entire ad campaign and a website, insisting that the reason for people not to smoke marijuana is because it affects your brain. I'm reading from the website, affects your brain in ways that may directly influence your video gaming ability.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you go over to their house and they're having a wonderful time. They're not hurting anybody. They're not arguing. They're not getting in fist fights like they would if they were sitting around drinking all afternoon playing video games.
That's right.
They're a much mellower group and fun group to be around.
That's right.
And the only reason that this product is not being legalized, it's John Boehner was on Meet the Press a few weeks ago. Actually, it was Mike Rosen I happened to catch one morning. I wish I had a lot of time here. But he was saying, you know, the Democrats always want to take away everything that makes you feel good. No, I'm sorry, Mike. That's an oxymoron.
Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Okay. Have a good day.
I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. We got the lines lit up here, but there's a couple open spaces. We're talking about mainly about whether you think road financing and road maintenance should be financed through the gas tax as it is now, or we should listen to a new federal panel that says we should install odometers in our cars and we should be taxed based on how many miles we rack up. We'll get to more of your calls after we go to Todd Parker with traffic.
We're looking at slow speeds pretty much anywhere you're heading right now. It's going to be dragging that due to the overnight snowfall. Came down a little bit heavier than a lot of people thought. We're seeing it speeds in the teens as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen. Those delays start right around 136, taking you all the way down to the turnpike. They'll speed up just a little bit, then bog down again downtown. We've got a rollover westbound I-70 at Pecos. Another accident. This is westbound I-70 near Wadsworth. Sounds like that one's a semi. We've got crashes on both sides of I-25 in and out of the Castle Rock area. It's very slick all the way up from Monument. In the high country, both Loveland and Bertha passes are shut down due to adverse weather conditions. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether you're in the market to finance or lease equipment, buy a business, or manage your business cash flow, Colorado State Bank and Trust has the right solution.
You've waited long enough. Do that new kitchen with Denver's premier kitchen remodeler, Platte River Kitchens. From concept to plans to a beautiful completed kitchen, saving you money, time, and hassle. A firm believer in green technology that doesn't cost you more. Visit them at the Denver Home Remodeling Show, March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Free consultations. Platte River Kitchens. Call for free tickets. 303-300-9087. 300-9087.
Did you know that the new Climate Smart program allows Boulder County residents to install solar power with no out-of-pocket cost? Learn how you can take advantage of the Climate Smart loan program at an exclusive Boulder County Community Solar event at the Louisville Rec Center on March 18th at 7 p.m. Meet the founder and owner of Independent Power Systems, Tony Boniface, as he shares his 15 years of solar experience and answers questions about solar energy and how you can eliminate your electric bill for life. Tony will present the details of the Climate Smart program and the IPS community discount on Wednesday, March 18th at the Louisville Rec Center at 7 p.m. IPS, the Coors Field solar experts, invite you to meet Tony Boniface and learn how to eliminate your electric bill for life. For more, go to solarips.com/climate and RSVP for this free seminar. The Climate Smart Loan Program for Boulder County residents. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
It's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are re-examining expenses, but all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent Office with 50 locations. Make that four words. Intelligent Office.
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate. Your Sunsetter could cost as little as $499.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD.
Attention, all listeners whose last names begin with the letters A through N can start calling now for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-400-3816. Listeners whose last names begin with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow at 9 a.m. 1-800-400-3816. 1-800-400-3816.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10 till 2.
10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced college-educated part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 till 2. The time is now.
Jeep announces employee pricing plus. Now everyone gets the employee price. Plus, generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get your local Jeep dealer today.
$4.99? $4.99? Forget about it. But that's right. We got the best New York style subs in Colorado. For only $4.99, you can get a New York style sub at Deli Zone. Hey, I'm walking in. To find a location near you, visit DeliZone.net.
Have no name. They barely have a name out there right now. It's been snowing pretty hard this morning, although they say we're only going to get an inch of accumulation. I felt like there was more out there. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We're talking about whether we should switch from financing our roads with a gas tax to financing our roads with what is being called a mileage tax. A federal panel yesterday said that we should start paying for our roads, to maintain our roads and to construct new roads, by tracking how many miles you drive in your car. Now, the one side of the argument for the gas tax says, well, look, financing road construction through gas tax incentivizes people to buy more fuel-efficient cars. If you're charged for how much gas you're using, the economic incentive is to use less gas. One of the ways to use less gas is, well, you can drive less, but you can also buy a more fuel-efficient vehicle. The case for the odometer, for the mileage tax, is that, look, the amount of wear and tear you put on the roads is directly related to how many miles you drive. Now, callers have made a really good argument here. Well, you can drive lots of miles in a very heavy truck and put a lot more wear and tear on the road than if you put a lot of miles on the road with a much lighter car. Is the odometer program or proposal going to factor that in? Give us a call, 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Brian. Brian, what do you think?
Hey, David. Thanks for being on the radio. I drive a little car. It weighs not much, over 2,000 pounds. It's an old Honda Civic, and another car is a Cadillac DeVille, they don't call them DeVilles now, but whatever they're calling the current Cadillacs. You know, it would be classified as a car, but it weighs more than twice as much as my car weighs.
Right.
So right there, maybe you'd have, I'm way against the government tracking where you are, but setting that aside, maybe you'd kind of combine the two. You'd say, well, you got a light car, you drive so many miles, and blah, 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 if you see what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Another thing, earlier comments, Betsy Markey, she's in the 4th District, as you may be aware. You're on a lot here, so I don't know if you live in Colorado or how.
I do.
Yes. Well, then you know she's in a fairly conservative district.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think, I mean, I agree with that, and maybe I'm speaking too soon, but I don't think believing that regular homeowners should get the same legal rights as wealthy homeowners of vacation homes is liberal or conservative.
I think that's a very good point. I think that's more black and white than this thing about gas tax and road tax.
Right. If you're going to have, I mean, everybody, equal protection under the law, right? That's not liberal or conservative.
Uh-uh.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call.
You bet.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Give us a call. We're talking about gas taxes. And after the break, we're going to start talking about a little bit about immigration. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
You've become just a little cynical, so let me clear things up. Yes, I wear my Good Feet Arch Supports in my shoes every day. I wear them in all my shoes, whether I'm playing golf or getting ready for a night out. Why? Because they take away the pain I used to feel. And yes, I'm wearing them as I speak to you right now. Believe me, I wouldn't say nice things about Good Feet Arch Supports if they weren't true.
Cut Ed a little slack and let him keep his shoes on. You'll get 10% off your purchase of the Good Feet Arch Support System by just mentioning his name. Call 1-877-620-3338 for the store nearest you. That's 1-877-620-FEET for Good Feet, America's number one arch support.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's not what millions of job hunters were hoping to hear. Businesses surveyed by Manpower Incorporated said they're not likely to put out the help wanted sign this spring. Just the opposite, says Manpower's Melanie Holmes.
U.S. employers are projecting a considerable decrease in hiring intentions for the second quarter.
A report out today puts the number of homeless children in America at 1.5 million. But Ellen Bessick with the National Center on Family Homelessness says those numbers were put together before the recession and are sure to be higher now.
It's a very traumatic experience, and it rips the kids right out of their environment. And it's very, very scary and stressful.
A top government official is calling for tighter regulation of banks and other big financial institutions. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Frank, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is demanding a coordinated regulatory system that would head off the type of crisis the nation is dealing with today.
We must have a strategy that regulates the financial system as a whole.
Focusing in particular, he says, on financial institutions allowed to grow so large the whole economy could collapse if they do.
Policymakers must insist that the large financial firms that they supervise be capable of monitoring and managing their risks in a timely manner.
And those risks, he says, must be minimized. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Beleaguered Citigroup says it made a profit of more than $8 billion so far this year, but write-downs and set-asides to cover losses on bad loans could wipe out part or all of that profit. A company that tracks real estate value says its home price index fell 3.5% in January.
Those areas that had the greatest run-up are having the greatest fall off, if you will. Counties in California and Florida primarily.
Integrated Services Vice President Rick Miles calls the January price decline staggering.
Unprecedented in our lifetime.
The recession may be a godsend for the military. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker, in what way?
Hundreds of men and women aged 40 or over have already enlisted, and analysts expect to see more middle-aged recruits as the recession deepens. The enlistees get job security, family health insurance, even college benefits for their kids. The military gets a workforce with maturity and possibly with fewer mental health and educational issues than some of the recruits had seen in recent years. The Miami Herald says the trend started when Congress raised the Army's age cap to 42 3 years ago. Frank?
Maytag's Lonesome Repairman will have a lot of company before long. The company's recalling more than 1.5 million refrigerators that could start fires. Maytag.com has information. Jimmy Boyd, who was 13 when he recorded the hit song I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, has died. He was 70. Long before the world heard of fictional bartender Sam Malone on Cheers, Eddie Doyle was setting him up at the Bull and Finch on Boston's Beacon Street. Now, after 35 years, he's being let go because of the recession, the owner says. S&P futures are up 13. This is CBS News.
Looking for a market-proof vest? Try this on for size. A market-proof CD from GMAC Bank. It's FDIC insured. And better yet, our 12-month CD has a 2.95% annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available. And it guarantees your money makes money. Lock in now. Go to gmacbank.com/radio or call 1-800-490-GMAC. Open a CD with as little as $500 and feel confident knowing your money's wearing body armor. GMAC Bank. Smart, simple, safe. Member FDIC.
Want to know something cool about GEICO and renter's insurance?
Do I?
Okay, well, let's say you buy some presents, but they get stolen.
Oh, mercy me.
Let me finish. Well, Geico can help with that, even if they're stolen from your car or right out of your hands.
My word.
Not done yet. And coverage is as little as $12 a month. You just kissed me.
I get excited.
Yeah, maybe a little.
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A wet, sloppy rush hour in the metro area, and CDOT encouraging drivers to take things a bit slower. It's not expected to be a big storm, although we could get hit again at the end of the week.
We're looking at another system coming in for Friday right now. It looks like we will have another chance of some snow on Friday.
Carl Burrows with the National Weather Service says it'll be more likely be Friday afternoon and evening than Friday morning. Traffic coming up in just a minute. A bill that could help people avoid foreclosure has passed the Colorado House. The bill gives some homeowners a 90-day period to work with their banks and a HUD-certified counselor to restructure loan payments. That bill now moves to the state Senate. Dozens of Metro State students took to the state capitol steps to protest a tuition increase. Student body president Andrew Bateman says he hopes lawmakers listen.
We are here to remind legislators of the importance of education and the importance of funding education. Without an educated base of citizens, there is no hope for solving Colorado's problems.
Students say Colorado is behind in state funding for higher ed and that raising tuition isn't the answer. Former Arapahoe High School honor student Jason Wren's death over the weekend apparently was a result of too much alcohol. The Denver Post reporting Wren's father, Jay, saying the Arapahoe High School grad overdrank the night before he was found dead. That was Sunday in his fraternity house at Kansas University. Longtime Rocky Mountain News reporter James Meadow has died of his injuries following a Friday bicycle accident at Chatfield State Park. Meadows was 59 years old. Sports, the Nuggets lose to the Rockets, 97-95. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where it looks like everybody went and lost their minds this morning. See some snow on the road, got to get in an accident. They just cleaned up a crash. This was westbound I-70 right around Pecos. Accidents both in and out of the Castle Rock area along I-25. Very slick roads there. Also looking at some delays building on both C-470 as well as on the turnpike. The turnpike is especially suffering on the westbound side. Now on C-470, we're seeing delays from about Broadway up to I-25. Speeds are going to drop into the teens and 20s through there. Southbound I-25 is just crawling as you're making your way in from about 136. All the way down to the turnpike. Numerous surface street crashes as well. Take it easy as you're coming up on those intersections. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Buy a Ryland home this weekend and get up to $35,000 in flex cash plus your closing costs paid. And with mortgage payment protection, March 13th, 14th, and 15th really are the three smartest days to buy. Restrictions apply. Visit Ryland.com for details.
Dodge announces Employee Pricing Plus Plus. Now everyone gets our employee price plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Dodge dealer today.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is not the Jay Marvin Show, at least not this morning. This is the David Sirota Show. I'm filling in for Jay, who's out sick. I saw him this weekend. He's on the mend. He was in the hospital, but he's on the mend. 303-713-7600. Give us a call on this snowy Denver morning. We started the first hour talking about whether you think road maintenance and construction should be financed with a gas tax as it is right now, or whether we should go with what a federal panel said yesterday and change to a mileage tax. And we will get back to that issue, but I also, after reading Tina Griego's column in the Denver Post this week on an issue that we were talking about last week. I wanted to ask her to come on and talk with us about that issue. She had written about last week the issue of tuition, what's known as tuition equity, whether here in Colorado we should allow anybody, regardless essentially of their immigration status, if they've lived here a certain amount of time, to get access to in-state tuition levels instead of having to pay out-of-state tuition levels. So we've asked Tina to come on the show. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking the time.
Sure, no problem.
So tell us the reaction to your column. I'm reading your column. I guess it's today. You're saying you got a lot of email on this. What was the reaction to your column? And where do you think, as somebody who's been writing about this issue and covering Colorado for a long time, where do you think the politics of this issue are right now?
Well, the second first, the politics of the issue are wrapped up in the debate over illegal immigration, which in Colorado continues to be quite heated and quite polarized. And so people who represent us move tentatively, and that's not necessarily in our best interest. To the reaction, it's really interesting because you get some of the predictable people who support it. Many of the people who support it simply see no value in having a class of uneducated young people among us. People who don't support it, most of them who don't support it will say they don't support it because they have problems with out-of-state tuition in general. Why can't my cousin's, boyfriend who lives in Texas come to Colorado and pay in-state tuition? And then there's a tremendous lack of understanding of immigration law. And so there's that group that's really the citizenship first group, and a portion of that group of people want to say, hey, I just want them to become legal residents first. People say citizens, but you have to become a legal resident before you become a citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they need to get in line. So what I wanted to do in today's column is explain that for most of these kids, there is no line. There is right now in our law, there is no way for them to become legal residents. And so that may help some portion of that group of people understand, okay, we need them to work on changing the law and in the meantime, educating them. And it may make others say, well, too bad.
So the issue here is that If you are in state and you have not, and you're the child of somebody, for instance, who came here in an undocumented way, you can't just say, okay, look, I want in-state tuition in Colorado, and to get that, I will go become a citizen or become a legal resident. What you're saying is that there's no immediate path to doing that, which means that we as a state, then really this choice, this is not a false choice. It's not a manufactured choice. We have to choose whether we're going to give or allow these people access to in-state tuition or not. There really is, at least for the state legislature, there is no third way. I'm hearing that right?
Correct. That is correct.
So what do you think the legislature is going to do? And maybe you don't want to play political prognosticator, but in your judgment, do you think the politics of this has matured to the point, and I use the term mature because I support tuition equity, and I think that's really a mature position. Do you think the politics of this state around immigration has matured to the point where the legislature can muster the political will to pass this?
Well, they have the numbers. I wish I could say that were true, but they're still from the last that I heard yesterday afternoon, they were still working on the issue of a House sponsor. So, this has come up before and it's failed before. And I think that the arguments over time have become more sophisticated. There's been a tremendous move to separate it as much as possible from the immigration issue, because it is in many ways a separate issue given what we know about the law, and make it an issue of educating our young people and and to try to make the connection between what it means to create among us or continue to perpetuate among us a class of poorly educated people. What benefit is there in that for us?
We're talking to Tina Griego of the Denver Post. She's written a column on the issue of tuition equity. Today's column, she talks about the reaction she got to her first column last week. Let me ask you one last question, and you just alluded to this. What have the opponents of tuition equity, have they offered up any, beyond the argument, well, look, if you're not a citizen, you shouldn't be entitled to what citizens are entitled to, have they offered up any kind of forward-thinking theory about their opposition that plays into a bigger argument as to whether there would be any positive societal effects of not having tuition equity?
No. But what I have heard and what I heard from some of the readers, and they feel that it would be fair simply to eliminate out-of-state tuition altogether. And some people would be satisfied by that. And they would feel like, okay, now the playing field is a little more even, and we can work on this federal issue later. But for right now, let's just get rid of out-of-state tuition.
So that's a whole separate issue. That's
right.
That's a whole issue of resources.
That's a separate issue.
Yeah. Right. Well, listen. Thanks for taking the time this morning, and say hello to Harrison for me.
No problem.
He's Tina. I should tell listeners, Tina is married to one of my writing teachers. Actually, I've only taken one writing class in my post-college life, so my only writing teacher. He's a great guy. And thank you for writing this column, and thank you for taking the time this morning.
Sure, I appreciate it.
That was Tina Griego of the Denver Post, formerly of the Rocky Mountain News. We're going to open up the phones now, and I'm opening it up to everything, but I'll offer up two topics for discussion because they're divisive, and I want to hear what you have to say. The first topic was the topic in the first hour of the show, which is a new federal panel has said that it believes that the best way to finance road maintenance and road construction and essentially infrastructure development is to not finance those programs through a gas tax, but move to finance it through what's called a mileage tax, putting an odometer in your car and taxing you based on how many miles you drive. And that would be, by the way, you would not have to pay a gas tax anymore. So it's not an issue of whether to be taxed, it's how to tax you. Which do you think is a better idea? The other issue we just talked about, and we've talked about last week, is the issue of tuition equity. Do you think people who live in this state should be able, for a certain set period of time, should be able to have access to in-state tuition rates regardless of any other factor, including their immigration status? Or do you think we should have a two-tiered system where if you're undocumented but living in this state for years and years and years, you should punitively have to pay higher college tuition rates based not on your residency, but based on your immigration status? Give us a call, 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Thank you, David. Traffic is really heavy out there, and it's going to be slow for you as well. The streets are covered with snow. Those surface streets are going to be pretty slick for you. Also, reports of some pretty slick conditions out on C-470 in the southwest end across Littleton there around Chatfield. Also got really heavy and slow jam speeds in the teens and single digit southbound side from 136th all the way down to the Boulder Turnpike. A couple more situations to beware of. Semi-rollover westbound I-70 near Wadsworth. That's causing some pretty heavy delays. Also, northbound Parker Road near Hilltop is shut down right now due to an accident involving a bus. Give yourself plenty of time to get to where you're headed this morning, folks. Roads are pretty nasty out there. Your forecast, snow looks like it's tapered off around the metro, but we do have areas of patchy fog.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
I have one of those days where everything goes right. First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
And all of that. But the minute you drive it off the lot, hey, price of it sinks like a rock. Rocky's Auto's open Monday through Saturday, 9 until 8 in the evening. And drop by and see any of my friends at Rocky's. I guarantee the shopping experience will be a good one. That's Rocky's Auto's at the historic location of 63rd and Federal. You just can't miss it.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Oh, try Deli Zone today and enjoy a regular size New York style sub for $4.99. For fresh, delicious New York style sandwiches you'll crave, it's Deli Zone. Find a Deli Zone near you at DeliZone.net.
Jeep announces Employee Pricing Plus. Now everyone gets the employee price, plus generous cash allowances on most 09 models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get your local Jeep dealer today.
Sorting things out on the radio.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's Jay Marvin, mornings at 6.
I think Barack Obama can do this.
Ed Schultz at 10.
This is where Denver comes to talk.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
This guy could work.
Mario, afternoons at 4.
Lock it in on your radio dial.
And Ron Kuby, 7 to 10.
I'm so impressed. And I'm listening to this.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. And AM760.net.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk on a snowy and traffic-y Tuesday morning. We've been talking about whether you agree with a new federal panel report that says that we should start paying for our roads and maintenance of our roads by eliminating the gas tax and switching to a mileage tax. Taxing you based on how many miles you drive. The theory being that how many miles you drive is directly related to how much wear and tear you put on the roads. We've also been talking about whether you agree with, and I certainly do, a bill being put forward by Democrats in the state legislature here in Colorado that would allow any resident of the state, regardless of immigration status, to have access to in-state tuition rates. Wouldn't cost the state any money, any extra money. But whether you think immigration status should affect a child, because that's what most teenagers are who are applying to college, whether you think immigration status should affect a child's ability to be able to pay lower in-state tuition rates instead of punitively high out-of-state tuition rates. And we'll go back to the phones. Let's go. See who's been waiting the longest.
Let's go to Ken in Golden. Ken.
Yes. How you doing, David?
All right.
Great. I got around the problem of the gas tax, all that kind of stuff. I sold my car 5 years ago, and it's the best thing I've ever done. But I do know that I'm still paying for the road repair or all the wear and tear on the roads and all that when I buy certain things in a grocery store. For instance, we buy grapes from Peru or wherever, apples from New Zealand, and I know that built into that price is transportation costs. I was a truck driver for a while.
Absolutely.
But basically, the reason for my selling my car was insurance rates. I took a tumble off a mountaintop a few years ago, and at that time I was uninsured, so to make a short story long, I declared bankruptcy, and due to the fact that insurance rates are based upon credit rating, and I have about a 690 credit rating, I don't know what it was then. I do pay my bills and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, they were going to more than double my insurance rates, and I said, well, rather than do that, I'll sell the car, you know. And they said, well, you can't do that. You need a car. And, well, make a short story long again, I called the agent up a week or so later. I said, you can keep that bill. I'm not paying it. I have a bicycle, and I get around quite easily. I have an appointment downtown at 1 o'clock today for a dollar. I'm an old geezer. I can get downtown for a dollar and back. I can't do it with a car. I don't want a car. If I had one, I'd sell it.
Okay, so as somebody who's gotten rid of their car, which do you think? I mean,
but I'm still paying for the road repair, road maintenance.
Right. Okay. So I'm asking which as representing, if you can, the non-car owners, people who don't own a car, who've given up their car, who can't afford a car, which do you and understanding that you still do use the roads. You're not deluding yourself into thinking you don't use the roads.
Yeah.
Which financing scheme do you like?
Well, I like the one where you do it in a two-step method. First of all, I like the gas tax because if you drive, you use tax. Even if you dump it in your lawnmower, you know that you're paying a gas tax on that lawnmower, even though it's not being used on a road. But you know ahead of time you have a choice. You can get an electric lawnmower if you want. But by using gas in your lawnmower, you're still paying for that, and you're aware of that. But if you want to buy a Hummer or a big vehicle, what you do is just pay a weight tax. Why can't they do it a two-step method?
Well, they certainly could. The federal panel does not, at least by the news reports, it does not mention the weight issue. And what I worry about is that the government does differentiate on our licenses between different classes of vehicle, but it's, to me, it's not nuanced enough. In the classes of vehicles we have now, you have trucks and then you have cars, But there's a big difference between a big SUV that may be classified as a car and a tiny, lightweight vehicle.
A Prius, for instance, weighs very little. But you know, some people have egos. Whether they want to buy a Hummer and park it in their garage and just never take it on the road, they'll have to pay the tax anyway, but it's called an ego tax.
That's right. That's right. And I've heard it called that or something like that before. I've heard somebody call it the macho tax. I mean, nothing bothers me more, frankly, than people who buy, I mean, to me, and it's everybody's got their own scale, but to me, there's.
Don't complain about it. Well, ahead of time, you have the choice.
Right, and everyone's got their own scale. To me, there's certain cars out on the road that are so large and so that I can't come up with
stretch limo.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you see people driving in town with the, what do they call it? I don't think it's bigger than the Explorer. Was it the Tahoe?
Oh, yeah, the Expedition.
The Expedition, that's right.
The idea that you
need that, and I've lived in Montana, folks, right, where people need trucks in places like Montana. I get it, right? I get the idea that people in various parts of rural America definitely need bigger vehicles, but there are some vehicles on the road that I'm sorry, there is just no rationale for it. The Expedition, it's a tank. The Hummer, I mean, come on. So I got no sympathy for those who say that we shouldn't find a way to really punitively tax cars like that, which both burn an unacceptable amount of gas and put an undue wear and tear on our infrastructure. Thanks for the call. I'm David Sirota, filling in here for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We're talking about two divergent topics. Should we change from a gas tax to a mileage tax in order to fund our roads? And do you think that we, as a state, should allow residents, regardless of immigration status, to have access to in-state tuition at our colleges and universities? We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Chris in Denver. Chris.
Hey, good morning, dude.
Good morning.
I'm just listening to what's your opinion on the illegal immigrants attending colleges in Colorado at in-state rates?
My opinion is that the vast majority of people who this affects, who are high school students, are here through no decision of their own, and that there is no, I have not heard an argument made that having a two-tiered tuition system for people like that is good for the state moving forward. Now, there's logic, I don't agree with it, but there's logic to the argument that we don't, I mean, I shouldn't say there's logic. There's a rationale that has a consistency that says, well, we should only give in-state tuition rates to citizens. So I don't agree with that rationale, but it's a consistent rationale. My problem is that not only do I not agree with that rationale, because again, the people who this affects were not, their immigration and citizenship status has been really decided through no decision of their own. They're children. But secondly, and arguably more importantly for public policy, no one has articulated how leaving in place a two-tiered tuition structure is good for the state. I mean, it seems that the burden of preserving a two-tiered system should be on those who can articulate why that's good for the state.
Well, what is the percentage of out-of-state tuition payers versus in-state tuition payers?
I don't know the answer to that. I can try to find during the break.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that, there's, I think, a bulk of those out-of-state tuition monies, that net increase is paying for a lot of things that the in-state tuition payers aren't. So colleges, books, professor salaries and stuff.
Right.
And if we increase that and narrow that down, there's less money overall in the education system when everything is so tight. And this is going to go into everything. This will go into the nursing schools. So you'll have illegal, basically non-residents in nursing schools, and then they pop out. From what I understand, the kind of the requirement now is that they sign a waiver that they pledge to become a United States citizen, at some point. And I just don't think that's right. I think we're setting ourselves up for failure in a lot of different ways, and we are adding more honey to the United States for more illegal immigrants to come with their children. And just like the roads and the infrastructure, how there's a wear and tear on that, and we have to pay for it at some point by using whatever means, the illegal immigrants also add a wear and tear on our society.
Well, but
we're going to have to pay for those.
Let me just counter here by saying that there's also a cost to society in creating a two-tiered system whereby you are effectively providing less opportunity for the people who are already here. There's a cost, and I'll put some specifics on that. If you don't give people who are here the same opportunity to go to college, there's an argument to be made that, a lot of folks are going to stay here, and by not giving them economic and educational opportunities, they might incur other costs to society. I mean, we get a benefit economically out of a society that's better educated, that's better, more economically competitive. By allowing that two-tiered system to exist, we're taking one class of citizen, or not citizen, one class of people in our state, and reducing their opportunity, manufacturing essentially a reduction in their opportunity, which I can make the case to you will have societal costs in terms of potentially lower wages, potentially, you know, less opportunity creates oftentimes higher crime rates. When people get desperate, when they don't have as much opportunity, that creates higher crime rates. Look, it's a difficult issue. But again, and I respect your opinion, Chris. I disagree with it. But there, you're not yet making an argument as to why it's a good thing to keep a two-tiered system in place. Why moving forward, that's good for Colorado. Thanks for the call. I got to take a break. 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Again, 303-713-7600 on this winter morning. We're talking about whether you think we should change road financing from a gas tax to a mileage tax, and whether you think we should preserve a college tuition structure that's two-tiered, that charges undocumented children or children of undocumented immigrants a higher tuition rate, an out-of-state tuition rate, and doesn't give them access to in-state tuition, regardless of whether they've actually been living in-state for years and years and years. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, Dave, it's a mess out there, if you can only imagine. Just got a call from Darren in Fort Collins. Said northern Colorado got about a half inch of solid ice on the surface streets and highways around town. So that's going to affect you in Fort Collins, Loveland, as well as in Greeley. Around town here, several accidents. Northbound 25 at I-70. Another one up around 270 on the southbound side, working one at Yale. That's making it tough getting out of downtown into the tech center. Also a crash westbound 6th Avenue after Wadsworth. And another one eastbound 76 at 270. So as you can imagine, you're going to need a lot of time to get to where you're going this morning. If traveling in the high country, do have some closures. U.S. 40 over Berthoud Pass shut down, as well as Loveland due to bad weather up there. The further west you go, the more snow you're going to get. So do expect to see some really nasty drivings around all of Colorado today. Also, C-470 really slick in both directions near Chatfield. And also working this rollover accident westbound I-70 approaching Floyd Hill. Your forecast looks like the morning snow might have wrapped up early here in Denver. Will be sunny this afternoon with a high of 39. Current downtown temperature, though, still a chilly 16 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford.
Better ideas for your home start at the Denver Home Remodeling Show, presented by Freedom Financial Services, the mortgage experts.
Check out over 300 booths full of great ideas for the inside and outside of your home and register with great prizes.
Dust off those treasures in your attic and see how much they're worth at the free antique appraisal.
Break the bank for a chance to win $50,000 in carpet. Meet the Broncos cheerleaders.
Enjoy the beauty, the ideas, and the inspiration at the Home Remodeling Show March 13th through 15th with free parking at the Merchandise Mart. Stop by Home Depot for a discount pass or download a coupon at Denver Home remodelingshow.com.
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready for the long haul. From simple tune-ups to advanced diagnostics, we'll change your oil, rotate your tires, replace your brakes, and give you something we call the fix-it list. It lets you know what's running fine, what needs fixing now, and what can wait. Think of it as peace of mind for the miles ahead. Midas, we're on this road together.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the banquet.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a credit report is like an appetizer, just the first part of something good. But if you didn't order it from Identity Guard, you may discover that there's no more food showing up. You see, with Identity Guard, you get an entire banquet of 21st century tools and technologies. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people. And that's a lot of money not going into the hands of worldwide identity thieves. So, get Identity Guard today and settle in for a feast of identity theft protection.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
To take the savings checkup. For more information, go to samsclub.com/yourhealth.
Hotels.com gives you a free night for every 10 nights you book. We're basically rewarding business travelers for doing what they already do. It's like giving you a blue ribbon for wearing a tie, a gold medal for shaving, and a lifetime achievement award for putting on pants. So, stay 10 nights in one hotel or one night in 10 different hotels, any combination, and get a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com, the smarter way to book. Join online or call 1-800-2-HOTELS.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you know that the new Climate Smart program allows Boulder County residents to install solar power with no out-of-pocket cost? Learn how you can take advantage of the Climate Smart loan program at an exclusive Boulder County Community Solar event at the Louisville Rec Center on March 18th at 7 p.m. Meet the founder and owner of Independent Power Systems, Tony Boniface, as he shares his 15 years of solar experience and answers questions about solar energy and how you can eliminate your electric bill for life. Tony will present the details of the Climate Smart program and the IPS community discount on Wednesday, March 18th at the Louisville Rec Center at 7 p.m. IPS, the Coorsfield solar experts, invite you to meet Tony Boniface and learn how to eliminate your electric bill for life. For more, go to solarips.com/climate and RSVP for this free seminar. The Climate Smart Loan Program for Boulder County residents. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coorsfield solar experts.
Here on a snowy Denver morning. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Bo and Parker. Bo.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
You know, here's the fundamental problem I have with your argument about the illegal immigrants actually getting in-state tuition. The problem is that in-state tuition is basically preferential treatment for Colorado citizens. And the reason why most states actually do this type of preferential treatment is because whenever you're looking at the true cost is the out-of-state tuition. That's what the true cost of it is. So when someone that lives in the state that is a legal U.S. citizen is basically trying to get an education, they should be getting the upper hand and getting those important slots and also paying the cheaper price so that they can, in many cases, stay residents of the state and don't have to go out of state to go ahead and find a good job. The problem with illegal immigrants that are looking for in-state tuition is that they don't have any right to in-state tuition, any more right to in-state tuition in Colorado than I do in one of the provinces of Canada. I'm simply not a citizen of Canada, and therefore I don't get that special treatment. I'm not quite understanding where we are looking to basically give everybody that needs an education, whether they live in this state or in this country, the opportunity to come here and potentially take those valuable slots away from the people that actually do live in the state.
Okay, a couple things. First and foremost, as I understand it, in-state tuition is essentially you are paying cost. Basically, the reduced rate is cost. This bill, both sides of the debate of this bill acknowledge that this bill would not cost the state any more money because in-state tuition is people pay essentially the cost of their tuition. So let's just get off the table that this incurs an extra cost to the state. That's not true. I'm not saying you said that, but that's not true. Secondly, let's remember the fundamental question here is whether you think in-state tuition rates should apply based on your residency. That is, whether you live here. That is what the term in-state tuition means. Whether you live here or whether you are a citizen of the United States. And the reason that's the important question is because it actually gets to a deeper issue of whether you think people who live here, regardless of their immigration status, are contributing to the furthering of this state. Now, it's hard to make a blanket statement because, look, there are people here in our state who are citizens who are a drag on society, who are criminals, for instance. There are people who are undocumented who are here who are contributing a huge amount to this state in terms of tax revenue. Remember, the whole canard in a macro way that undocumented workers are unduly taxing or burdening state governments is that's also not been borne out by the facts. I'll just give you one example. The Republican comptroller of Texas, not exactly a liberal, okay, did a study a couple of years ago and found that the net economic benefit and net tax revenue benefit of undocumented workers in Texas was a huge net positive, primarily because undocumented workers in that state and really throughout the country are contributing to the economy, but are actually not getting the same services and benefits from the state government that citizens are getting. So the net transaction is actually a net positive for state governments and a net negative actually for the undocumented workers. So if you believe that, which I do, then I think it's important that we look at in-state tuition and the metrics by which we allow in-state tuition and don't allow it should be about who is here, who has been living here, and who has not been living here, not on an arbitrary metric about whether you're a citizen or not. In-state tuition effectively rewards you for being here, regardless of your immigration status, and contributing to society here. And finally, and this is the most important point, still nobody has articulated. I mean, and I'm opening it up. I want to hear. No one has articulated how preserving a two-tiered tuition structure is good moving forward. We've heard the case from people who want the two-tiered system to say that, well, they think that there's something wrong with what they say is effectively rewarding undocumented workers for being here with a lower tuition structure. But okay, these folks are here. They're already here. And by the way, on the tuition issue, most of the people who this affects are here by no decision of their own. They're the children of people who made immigration decisions that you may disagree with. They're not here because they made that decision. So no one has made an argument as to why it's a good thing moving forward have these children of undocumented workers are here. What's the benefit to Colorado, to our communities, by preserving that two-tiered structure for them? I mean, what do you say, Bo?
Well, the thing is that when you're talking about the benefit, let's be very simple. When you are a resident of a state and you become educated in that state, you are more likely to use those skills within that state.
Okay, hold on. All right, wait a minute.
Okay.
All of the people that we're talking about are residents. Somebody who's undocumented is they are living here.
By your definition, you have actually stated that they do not have a capability of getting becoming U.S. citizens because of their unique status. So by educating them, giving them the college tuition.
No, I didn't. Well, hold on. I didn't say they couldn't become citizens. That's not what I said. What Tina Griego of the Denver Post said was that there's no way for them to immediately become citizens. In other words, somebody who's 17 years old, who's a child of an undocumented worker who wants to go to an in-state school, they can't. There's no process by which they can say, okay, I'll do whatever I need to do to become a citizen as soon as possible so that I can go to school. There's no process for that. So what the bill says is you have to sign an affidavit swearing that you will subsequently go through that process.
But when you're looking at this, there's something about it that breaks the inherent tainted fruit idea that when you start by an illegal action, nothing good can come from it.
But what I've said again, it's not an illegal action by the child. I mean, the child, for the most part, I mean, 99% of the cases, the person who this affects did not make the decision to break immigration laws. Their parents did, or their relatives did.
Mm-hmm.
So you're holding the child who's already here, who wants to be a productive member of society, who's been living in our state. You're really going to punish the child for the decision of the parent?
Well, I have to ask a silly question. As a Mexican citizen, and I'm just using the term Mexican, assuming that they're from Mexico. I mean, it could be any other Latin American country as well. But what stops them from actually, with the grades that they've gotten here, actually going back and becoming basically a college-educated person in Mexico that can actually become a contributing portion of that particular economy?
Okay. Now, I want you to really think through that. I mean, these are kids who've been living here. Their family is here. You're going to ask them to go to school, and they've grown up here. You're going to ask them that you're going to effectively educationally deport them. I mean, come on, that is. I'm sorry. That's just insensitive. I just disagree with that. I just disagree. Thanks for the call, though. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Give us a call 303-713-7600. Let's go to traffic with John Turk.
Well, nastiest commute we've seen in several weeks around Denver, David. We got some really nasty jams. Southbound I-25, 130th down to 84th. Going to be single-digit speeds there. Northbound side from Wolfensberger all the way up past Surrey Ridge. So give yourself plenty of extra time on that drive in and out of Denver on I-25. Also, southbound 2 1/4 going to be jammed from 70 down to Iliff. That's a little bit unusual. Also from Parker Road on down to the Tech Center. Northbound Parker Road near Hilltop closed due to an accident involving a bus. Also got a crash on northbound I-25 just north of 225. Roads very slick both directions of C-470 near Chatfield. Rollover accident westbound I-70 in the high country approaching Floyd Hill. It is a nasty drive up there. The further west you go, the more snow you're going to see. Several surface street accidents back in the metro. Evans and Tower, Buckley Road at Kentucky, southbound Parker Road at Foxton, Iliff at Cherry Creek Drive South, light malfunctions reported Hamden and I-25, and finally another crash, Yale and Quebec. Your forecast, snow is tapered off around the metro, but we do have areas of patchy fog, mostly sunny this afternoon, highs in the upper 30s, right now 17 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At the freeway, we do deals your way, every day. After rebates, get a brand new Escape or F-150 for just $15.9.
Get the good stuff!
Hey, Mike Waltrip here. You know those makeover shows where they turn a dumpy-looking house into something really special? Well, we'd like to do the same thing with your hat. So stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store, and with a purchase, turn one of your old hats into a 2009 Napa Racing hat. And while you're in there, why not pick up some incredible Napa parts and give your car a makeover as well? The Napa Hat Spot. Limit one per customer. Only good while supplies last.
Napa. Get the good stuff!
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
About the financial markets. Mike.
Hey, how are you, David?
All right. You got anything? Anything good? Anything?
We have good news today.
All right.
The Dow is up almost 3% today, up 2.94% right now.
Woohoo!
It just went up 3%. The Dow is up 197 points at 6744. The Nasdaq Composite, sit down. It's up 47.7%. It's up 47.7 points. That's almost 4% on the NASDAQ composite. The S&P is up 3.6%, and the Russell is up 4.6%. So a very big open to the market today, which is a welcome relief after an awful lot of bleeding has been going on in the markets, as you know, David. And, I think this gives people an opportunity that if they are uncomfortable with the current investments they have, to maybe change horses, maybe to move to something that that could provide less volatility and perhaps equal or greater upside than the market historically has provided. So it's a good time to get a second opinion, I think, and somebody that's not going to cram something down your throat. My big concern here, David, is that a lot of advisors have been saying you can't get out at the bottom, and it just continued to go lower and lower and lower. But they're the same people who didn't let you get out at the top. So if you can't get out at the top and you can't get out at the bottom, it's clear they have no plan.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I mean, what the heck is the plan here?
That does not inspire confidence.
No. So if you want to hear something different, and hopefully refreshingly different, call us at Presidential Brokerage. My partner Bob is taking calls today. 303-749-2770.
That's Mike Spear with Presidential Brokerage. Again, 303-749-2770. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals. Try a free 30-day trial of hydroxytone and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-655-3333. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-655-3333. 1-800-655-3333.
Better ideas for your home start at the Denver Home Remodeling Show, presented by Freedom Financial Services, the mortgage experts.
Check out over 300 booths full of great ideas for the inside and outside of your home and register to win great prizes.
Dust off those treasures in your attic and see how much they're worth at the free antique appraisal.
Break the bank for a chance to win $50,000 in carpet. Meet the Broncos cheerleaders.
Enjoy the beauty, the ideas, and the inspiration at the Home Remodeling Show March 13th through 15th with free parking at the Merchandise Mart. Stop by Home Depot for a discount pass or download a coupon at DenverHomeRemodelingShow.com.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We're going to squeeze in one more call before the top of the hour. Everybody else who's on hold, if you can, hang with us until after the top of the hour. We'll get to your calls as soon as we can. Let's go to Matt, who's been holding. Matt.
Hey, David. Been a big fan of your show ever since the days when Al would introduce you as the sexy, sexy one.
Thanks, man.
Doing a good job today.
Thanks.
I wanted to talk about the mileage pricing.
Go for it.
I do think that this is a great idea, but I also think that it needs to be the first of a series of disincentives for people who live so far from where they work and far from where they shop, and it should help us, along with a few other things, from sprawling into oblivion.
And I made that point. It's something that I hadn't thought of initially. You know, I thought about, you know, eliminating the gas tax would eliminate the incentive for people to buy, or an incentive for people to buy fuel-efficient cars. But creating a mileage tax certainly would create an incentive for people to make somewhat different geographic decisions, residential decisions, decisions if they have any say in it about where to work, although a lot of people don't have power over that. But you're absolutely right. It would create something of an economic incentive for smarter growth policies. Matt, thanks for the call. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Back after the top of the news.
There's nothing tougher, stronger, or bigger than Truck Month at your Dodge dealer.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Truck Month is where the savings really add up on the all-new Dodge Ram 1500, featuring a new, more fuel-efficient available Hemi V8 and the incredibly versatile and convenient new available Ram box.
There's some fishing poles in there, shovels and hammers and stuff.
Now during Truck Month, get employee pricing, plus a no-extra-charge Hemi V8 engine upgrade, plus a generous cash allowance, plus 0% APR financing on Ram 1500 crew and quad cabs. You'll also save on the special Ram 1500 Bighorn Edition, and save on Ram Heavy Duty with the available legendary Cummins Turbo Diesel.
This thing rocks!
It's tough, it's strong, it's big, it's Truck Month, only at your Dodge dealer.
Everybody knows that's the best time to buy a truck.
20 highway MPG based on EPA estimates, factory dealer, cash allowance, dealer contribution may affect final price. Employee price is the maximum price to be charged. $125 administration fee applies. Financing to well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Financial. Residency restrictions apply. Excludes regular cab. Offer ends 3/31/09.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Another big employer is cutting back. Connecticut-based United Technologies says it expects to trim more than 11,000 jobs this year. United Technologies makes Pratt & Whitney jet engines and Sikorsky aircraft. Well, if you're out of work, this is not a good time to be looking for a job. Melanie Holmes at Manpower Incorporated says a survey of employers shows that help is not wanted.
Across all regions in the U.S., employers anticipate a decrease in hiring activity year over year and quarter over quarter.
In a Washington speech a short time ago, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said tighter government regulation of the banking system is essential to preventing another financial meltdown.
This crisis has revealed some rather shocking gaps in our regulatory oversight. Who was overseeing the subprime lenders, for example? Who was overseeing AIG?
Stock traders were encouraged to hear that Citibank has an operating profit of more than $8 billion so far this year. In early trading, the Dow Industrial Average is up 209 points, with financial stocks leading the way. A new report puts the number of homeless children in America at 1.5 million, and that was before the recession set in. Senator Bob Casey suspects it's a lot higher now and is sure to have negative consequences.
For people who say, well, we've got other priorities now, I would just say to them that if we don't focus on this, it's either pay now or pay later.
A company that tracks real estate trends says home prices fell 3.5% in January. The New York Post reports that Treasury Secretary Geithner has put his 5-bedroom home in Larchmont, New York, on the market for $1,635,000. Geithner bought the house 5 years ago for $1.6 million. Buying Black, an effort to help African-American businesses, is getting a mixed reaction. CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
They call it the Ebony Project. John and Maggie Anderson say there's a crisis in the African-American community, and they're fighting it with their wallets, even if that means driving 14 miles to buy groceries from a Black-owned store, even if it means finding hate mail among the fan letters. George Poulos is a white worker at one of those Black-owned stores.
It's hard to start a store right a store now, so we actually need all the help we can get.
The Andersons argue that if African-American dollars help strengthen African-American communities, then everybody wins. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Maytag is recalling more than 1.5 million potentially dangerous refrigerators.
These are all Maytag-made refrigerators. They do pose a fire hazard. 41 fires have been reported across the country.
Spokesman Scott Wilson says the recall covers Maytag, Amana, Admiral, Gen Air, Magic Chef, Performa, and Crosley models. 6 years after he was charged as an enemy combatant, alleged Al-Qaeda sleeper agent Ali El-Mari will make his first court appearance shortly. Attorney Andrew Savage will be at his side when he faces a magistrate in Charleston, South Carolina.
This is the first time he's been outside of the brig since June of 2003.
This is CBS News.
At Mercedes-Benz, we don't put our good name on just anything. When we place our famous star on something, you know it has met the highest of standards. This is especially true of our certified pre-owned vehicles. Only the best are chosen. Every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz comes with warranty coverage for up to 5 years or 100,000 miles, as well as our unrivaled roadside assistance program. So you know it's certified Mercedes-Benz through and through. But more important than all of this is the one thing no other pre-owned vehicle can offer you. Our good name, Mercedes-Benz. Visit your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for details.
See dealer for complete details and warranty coverage and roadside assistance. Certified pre-owned limited warranty provides coverage for 1 year up to 100,000 total vehicle miles from the expiration date of the original 4-year 50,000 mile Mercedes-Benz new vehicle limited warranty or from the time of pre-owned purchase if the original limited warranty is expired.
Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The snow has closed both Loveland and Burthett passes this morning, and chain laws are in place on eastbound I-70 at the tunnel. CDOT's Mark Altman says they got the brunt of the storm before 5 a.m.
Conditions are improving, albeit rather slowly.
The high country expecting a few more inches of snow this afternoon. As for the metro area, most of it moving out by midday and a high in the upper 30s for the afternoon, but we could get another blast at the end of the week.
We're looking at another system coming in right now. It looks like we will have another chance of some snow on Friday, probably into the evening hours.
Carl Burrows with the National Weather Service. A rally for health care reform on the west steps of the state capitol. Nearly 200 turning out to support the Colorado Health Care Affordability Act. That bill would assess a fee on hospitals and get matching federal dollars. Dozens of Metro State students took to the state capitol steps to protest a tuition increase. Student body president Andrew Bateman says he hopes lawmakers listen.
We are here to remind legislators of the importance of education and the importance of funding education. Without an educated base of citizens, there is no hope for solving Colorado's problems.
Students say Colorado is behind in state funding and raising tuition isn't the answer. The American Civil Liberties Union says the seizure of illegal immigrants' tax returns by Weld County authorities violated people's privacy and could undermine confidence in the tax system. Those arguments came during the first day of the ACLU's lawsuit against the Weld County DA and Sheriff's Office. Sports, the Nuggets lose to the Houston Rockets, 97-95. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Where we're looking at delays pretty much anywhere you're heading right now. Single-digit speeds on the southbound side of I-25 as you're coming out of Thornton and Northland. It's also a parking lot heading north on I-25, cruising out of Castle Rock. You're not even cruising. You're just kind of creeping through there. It's going to take you about an hour to get up into the tech center, so very slow speeds there. 2.25 dragging this in both directions after Parker Road. Now we're getting word of a new accident. This is south of the metro. It's on Highway 85 near Titan Road. It's a rollover. Parties were ejected. That one's going to be there for a while as they try to get that cleaned up. It's also slow on I-25 underneath the bridges, especially on the southbound side near DU. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save more on groceries without giving up quality? Just shop at King Soopers and look for brands like Kroger, Private Selection, and others.
Corvettes, Corvettes, and more Corvettes. Since 1984, we've been selling and servicing late model Corvettes, and nobody does it better. Check us out at purefoychevrolet.com and click on Corvettes. We are Colorado's Corvette dealer. P-U-R-I-F-O-Y Chevrolet.com.
And models. Plus, qualified buyers can get low APR financing through Chrysler Financial. Get to your local Dodge dealer today.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Join us at communityofveterans.org
and connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
8:07 here on a snowy Denver morning. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We've been talking about a new federal report that suggests eliminating the gas tax to fund our roads and changing over to a mileage tax, putting an odometer in your car and taxing you based on how many miles you drive. We've also been talking about the Colorado state legislative effort to eliminate a situation whereby we have a two-tiered tuition system where we charge undocumented immigrants and children, really, of undocumented immigrants. We don't allow them right now to have access to in-state tuition, even though in many cases they've grown up here, they've lived here for years, and they are here through no decision of their own. How do you feel about those two issues? Oh, and before we get to our next guest, I forgot to do this yesterday. Slightly off topic. If you're so inclined, go to www.5280.com/TOT, like Top of the Town. Vote in the 5280 Magazine's Top of the Town contest. If you like my newspaper column, please vote for me for best newspaper columnist. If you like Jay's show, vote for Jay for best radio host, and vote for all the your favorite things here in Colorado. Now, one of my favorite things here in Colorado, at least in the legislature right now, is a bill that we discussed yesterday that would effectively, if I understand it right, would effectively empower law enforcement to ticket you if you are driving in the left lane way below the speed limit and more than five cars are piled up behind you. You can effectively be ticketed for being a slowpoke. And we had a discussion about this yesterday, and a lot of folks had differing opinions on it. And so we decided to ask one of the bill sponsors, Representative Mike Merrifield, who represents the Colorado Springs area, to come on and talk to us about this bill and what motivated him to sponsor it and where he thinks it's going. Representative Merrifield, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Well, thanks for having me on. Good morning. And I'm honored to speak to you. I'm an admirer of your column and read it all the time.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it. So tell us what got you focused on this issue, why you think it's important, what you're hearing from constituents about it.
Well, to start with, I do a lot of traveling around Colorado. I'm an avid mountain biker and skier, so I spend a lot of time in the mountains and on the passes and in the valleys and canyons, and frequently would find myself stuck behind some slow-moving vehicle that would just never pull over, even though you would pass numerous spots where it'd be safe to do so and reasonable to do so, and you just chug along behind them for just interminably. So last summer I went to Alaska and was spending time in the mountains there, and they have a lot more RV traffic than we do and obviously some very steep mountainous roads, but you weren't seeing the backup of traffic like we do here, and I discovered pretty quickly that there were signs along the highway that said any slow-moving vehicles must pull off at the first opportunity if they have five or more vehicles behind them. So I thought, what a great idea. If they can do it in Alaska, why can't we do it in Colorado? So
exactly. Now, I'm curious, how many, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but do you know how many states have similar laws?
Yeah, there's 16 other states that have similar laws. Some have five as the limit, and some as little as two cars that you would have to pull over at the first time there's an available spot.
Now, a caller yesterday made the point, and she asserted that, well, look, on a highway, and maybe this bill really isn't as applicable to a multi-lane highway as a two-lane highway, but on a multi-lane highway, if you're hanging out in the left lane and you're not actively passing, you're already in violation of the law. So she was wondering whether this bill, at least for multi-lane highways, is redundant.
Well, it doesn't apply to multi-lane.
I see.
It's already covered in law.
I see. So this is just for the two-lane highways.
Right, two-lane state highways.
Now, have you heard back from any, because this is what I was afraid of just even talking about it, have you heard from any folks who said, well, you know, our problem is that people are driving too fast, and that we don't need bills to punish people for driving too slow. Have you heard any of that?
Oh yeah, I've had some responses like that, but my question is, what's the harm? I mean, how does it hurt you to, when there's a safe place to pull over and you're going less than the speed limit? That's, by the way, that's very important, that you don't get ticketed if you're going the speed limit. But if you're going less than the speed limit and there's a place where you can pull over, you've got a bunch of people backed up behind you, why wouldn't it be the courteous thing to do to pull over and let them pass you? I just can't understand why it creates any problem for anybody.
Has there been any organized opposition to the bill?
No organized opposition. There's been disorganized opposition. I've had some pretty heated email messages and messages left on my voicemail, which is really just fascinating to me that people get so worked up over having to take a few seconds to get out of the way and do the courteous thing and let people pass.
It really, you know, I said yesterday that it really is, this is sort of the anti-driver obliviousness bill.
Uh-huh.
Like, or really the anti-driver rudeness bill. Because I think you either have to be oblivious, you have to have no idea that there are people piling up behind you, and or you have to be rude, you have to not care. And I told people this. I'm not a state rep, so I don't have to answer to voters. So and so I can just come out and say this, that I've lived in a lot of places in this country, and Denver is a place where, and Colorado really is a place where, I feel like I've run into a disproportionate amount of people who are somewhat oblivious and just lollygagging along, not really paying much attention to the kinds of traffic issues they're creating. And it was a huge, I think the reason I noticed it was because it was a huge difference from where I used to live a while back, 6 years ago now, on the East Coast, where the issue is, if you're not moving, I mean, you're going to hear it from people. You're really going to hear it from people. And so I think this bill is a great bill. What can people do to help you get this through?
Well, we could use some help. I'm concerned about how the bill is going to fare in the Senate. We got it out of the House with pretty good support, but there are fewer senators, so that it takes fewer to kill a bill in the Senate. And it's coming to the Transportation Committee in the Senate pretty quick. I'm not sure the date, but people could help by calling the Senate's members of the House of the Senate Education Committee and telling them please to support the bill. It's a reasonable bill. I'm calling it the Courtesy in Colorado Act. There's certainly shouldn't be anything wrong with encouraging courtesy. But I've even in the Senate, I had a woman senator stop me in the hall and just berate me for carrying such an, she said, awful bill. And I asked her, I said, "Well, you opposed just pulling off? You can't pull off for a few seconds?" And she said, "Well, I drive an RV and I pull a horse trailer, and I'm not going to stop and get out of the way for anybody."
Oh, that's what I'm talking. I mean, that's the kind of rudeness I'm talking about. We're talking to Representative Mike Merrifield, a Democrat of the Colorado Springs area. He's pushing a bill in the legislature that has passed the House and now moves to the Senate that would empower law enforcement officials to ticket you if you're driving on a two-lane highway and you're driving below the speed limit and more than five cars have piled up behind you and you are not pulling off in a safe place to let people pass you. Last question here. Is the whatever opposition there is to this bill, does it break down in any discernible way? Meaning, is it a party breakdown? Is it a gender breakdown? Is it an age breakdown? I mean, if I had to guess, if there was any breakdown, that maybe older drivers, who, let's be honest, tend to drive a little slower, and I don't think I'm slandering anybody by saying that. I drive, as I get older, I drive slower and slower. I don't know why that is. But has there been any, do you discern any lines that the opposition breaks down along?
Well, it's been pretty eclectic. A nice sampling from all folks. There were some older folks who called or sent emails, and I responded to them and assured them that nobody was going to force them to do anything dangerous.
Right.
Interestingly here, it sort of broke down among party lines, although it was a bipartisan vote, the majority of those opposed were the Republicans, and I think just because it's part, they wanted to be partisan about the issue. But it's, certainly there are Republican and Democrats who get frustrated when they're stuck in a long line of traffic.
Right. You don't have. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what party you are. You want to get somewhere. You want to get somewhere. What's the? Give us before you go the bill number.
It's House Bill 1042.
Okay, it's HB 1042. Uh-huh. This is the what I've called the anti-slowpoke or the anti-road oblivious or the anti-rude driver bill by Representative Mike Merrifield, Democrat. You can call the General Assembly's main number at 303-866-2904. Again, it's 303-866-2904. Ask to talk to your state senator, because that's where the bill is now. And tell your state senator to support this bill. Representative Merrifield, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600 is our number here. We've been talking, we've got three issues on the table, although you can call us up with anything. The three issues are, issue one, as John McLaughlin might say. Issue one is the federal proposal released yesterday by a federal panel that proposes to eliminate the gas tax as the way to fund road maintenance and road construction and convert to what's known as a mileage tax. Put an odometer in your car and you are taxed by the based on the amount of miles you drive. Is that fair or not fair? The second issue we've been talking about is the issue of tuition equity in this state. Do you think we should preserve what I think is a segregationist, effectively segregationist tuition structure whereby we force children of undocumented workers, if they want to go to college in-state, no matter how long they've been living here, no matter if they've lived here since they were an infant, to pay out-of-state tuition rates and do not give them access to in-state tuition rates. Is that fair? And if you think it's the right thing to do, if you think the two-tiered policy is the right thing to do, please tell us why you think, what positive benefits you think that has to Colorado. And finally, we just talked to Representative Mike Merrifield about his bill moving through the legislature now, which would allow law enforcement to ticket you if you're driving below the speed limit on a two-lane highway and creating a traffic pileup and are not pulling over. What do you think about that bill? Give us a call, 303-713-7600. First, let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Speaking of piles, Dave, it's a pile basically just about everywhere you're headed this morning. Nasty driving conditions and a lot of volumes and really slow speeds. Single-digit speeds on 25 southbound side from 136th all the way down to 84th, and then it's going to break loose briefly. And then you're going to see it around downtown also from Washington Street Bridge down to Colorado. Northbound side really sluggish heading out of Castle Rock from Wolfensberger to Surrey Ridge, speeds in the single digits. And now we got a serious accident on 85 near Titan Road. So south end also really bad for us. Westbound 36, single-digit speeds. Pecos to Federal. Several crashes out there. Let me go through the list. Westbound I-70 before 270. Three cars involved there. Also up in the high country on 70 near Floyd Hill. Northbound I-25 after 2 1/4. Northbound Parker Road at Hilltop is closed there. A bus involved in the crash. Chambers at Iliff. And finally, University and Arapahoe. Your forecast looks like the morning snow might have wrapped up.
Why use Platte River Kitchens to redo your kitchen? One, they take you from concept to completion, handling every detail. Two, they use green technology that doesn't cost you more. Three, they're a part of my exclusive referral list at referralist.com. You can meet them at the Denver Home Remodeling Show March 13th, 14th, and 15th. Platte River Kitchens, 303-300-9087. Or at the Denver Home Remodeling Show, call for free tickets, 303-300-9087.
This is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Learn to play the piano in just 8 weeks with the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method at Pianos and Pianos. Limited spaces are currently available for this 8-week course at half the price of regular private lessons. This proven method guarantees that you'll be playing exciting song styles like classical, movie themes, rock, new age, blues, jazz, and much more. Call Pianos and Pianos at 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Did you know that the new Climate Smart program allows Boulder County residents to install solar power with no out-of-pocket cost? Learn how you can take advantage of the Climate Smart loan program at an exclusive Boulder County Community Solar event at the Louisville Rec Center on March 18th at 7 p.m. Meet the founder and owner of Independent Power Systems, Tony Boniface, as he shares his 15 years of solar experience and answers questions about solar energy and how you can eliminate your electric bill for life. Tony will present the details of the Climate Smart program and the IPS community discount on Wednesday, March 18th at the Louisville Rec Center at 7 p.m. IPS, the Coors Field solar experts, invite you to meet Tony Boniface and learn how to eliminate your electric bill for life. For more, go to solarips.com/climate and RSVP for this free seminar. The Climate Smart Loan Program for Boulder County residents. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Objects. Correct. What comes next in this series? Crustacean? Kumquat?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Correct. How much money will you spend on gas when you rent movies from Netflix?
Zero.
Correct. Netflix. Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
Sorting things out on the radio.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's Jay Marvin, mornings at 6.
I think Barack Obama can do this.
Ed Schultz at 10.
This is where Denver comes to talk.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
This guy could work.
Mario, afternoons at 4.
Lock it in on your radio dial.
And Ron Kuby, 7 to 10.
I'm so impressed, and I'm listening to this.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk, and AM760.net.
/8:24 here on a snowy Denver morning. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I was here this morning at 5:55 in the morning, and the producer's room was completely dark. And I was wondering, where was John Turk? And so I happened to call him up, and I think I woke him up.
5:58.
I think I woke him up in his bed.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here. I don't know what to do. I'm wondering, is there going to be dead silence on the air? I mean, I'm a guest host. I've got no idea how to work a board or anything like that.
And listen to this, everybody who knows Dave or, you know, is a fan of Dave. Not only is he the world's smartest man, he's the world's most unflappable man because he was totally calm while I told him I'm still at home. I wish I could be like that.
Man.
You know, I panic.
Yeah.
And you don't panic on it. You never panic, do you?
Not this early in the morning, man. Not this early in the morning. Right. My panics are usually late at night. I can't sleep.
Oh, man. I don't know how you're just like, okay, take your time. Be safe.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just remember listening to Howard Stern when I grew up. Every 3 months, there was somebody on that show who would sleep in, and they'd call him up, and they'd make fun of him. So no worries, man.
All right. Thank you for being so cool and so calm.
Anytime, man. Thank you for having me.
Dude.
All right. Okay, let's go back to the phones, because there's been a bunch of you who've been waiting. Let's see, Jeffrey and Aurora. Jeffrey.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
I had the illegal immigrant in-state tuition thing is kind of near and dear to my heart. I spent a little over 20 years in the military and lived in Colorado for about the last 6 years of that 2 years. And when I got out, I owned a home, had a, you know, Colorado driver's license, been paying tax all that time. But right before I got out, I deployed overseas. And when I came back, I, you know, got out of the military and I was going to use my GI Bill in Colorado College. And they said I had not lived in the state for the last 12 months and was not eligible for in-state tuition.
You're kidding.
So, no, I'm not.
Man, that's bad.
So the concept of giving somebody who's in this country illegally, and let's call it what it is, they're here illegally, whether it's by their own choosing or whatever, they are breaking the law to be here. So why should we, you know, reward them for breaking the law?
Well, again, let me step back and make two points here. First of all,
okay, go ahead.
First of all, just two wrongs don't make a right, and by that I mean, and maybe I'm using the metaphor wrong, but what the idea that because you were deployed means that you don't get in-state tuition, that's absurd, that's unacceptable, that's wrong. I mean, that's just wrong. But that's a separate issue. I mean, I think that we have to separate out the issues. That is wrong. You'll get no argument from me that that is unacceptable and that that needs to be changed. So let's just take that and move that into the, you got full agreement from me, that is wrong. But that is not, just because there's that wrong doesn't mean that there should be, in my estimation, the wrong, in my opinion, the wrong of creating a two-tiered segregationist educational tuition policy as it relates to undocumented immigrants. And so to your second point of people are here illegally, I take issue with that because, and I'm not a lawyer, but as I understand it, the spirit of the law suggests that you have to be an active participant in breaking it. And I don't want to put a percentage on it, but for most of the people that this issue affects, teenagers, children who've been here through no decision of their own, there's no legal sense in punitively punishing them for a decision that, for the most part, they didn't make.
Now, I disagree with the ignorance of the law as justification for breaking the law.
It's not ignorance of the law. Forget about not knowing law. I'm saying that the children of undocumented workers had no decisional say over it, right? They weren't an active participant in following or breaking the law. I mean, this is why, by the way, just as an example, this is why we in this country we have a different legal system and legal punishments for the behavior of children and the behavior of adults. And oftentimes we hold parents liable for things that deal with their children, because the children aren't active participants in making the decision to obey or break the law.
But once they turn 18 and they remain here, are they now legal age breaking the law?
Well, I mean, that's an open question.
I think it's unrealistic,
and frankly, I think it's inhumane. I think it's frankly inhumane to ask somebody, let's give an example, a child who was brought here when they were an infant, and they're here, and they've been here until they're 17 years old. They're going to apply for college. They want to stay here. Their family's here. I think there's no positive benefit to our society, because that's what this is about. The positive public policy is about what's good for the public and bad for the public. There's no, to my mind, there's no positive benefit of telling that 17-year-old that they should be punitively punished with higher tuition because they're here. Likewise, I think it's inhumane. I'm just going to come right out and say it. It's inhumane to then, when that person turns 18, to say, you're deported from this country. That is not humane. And I say that as the grandson of people who came here fleeing from the worst kind of oppression, life-threatening oppression from Europe. during World War II. And they came here and they came here legally, but they would have come here illegally because they were fleeing, or they would have, and if they weren't fleeing, they would have been killed. So I think it would have, I mean, if you really want to take this example out to where we need to have it to understand it, it would have been just as inhumane to say to, if my grandfather had come here fleeing from the Nazis and had come here and it had snuck into the country illegally in order to save his life, and then he had a child here, to take that child when that child turned 18 and send her back to send my mother back to Russia, would that wouldn't have been humane. That's not the American way. And more importantly, there would have been no positive benefit. There's no positive societal benefit to doing that. And that's what I've been asking folks on this tuition issue, is give me not the legal argument, but tell me why you think it's positive for Colorado moving forward to preserve a segregationist educational tuition policy. What benefit, what positive benefit does that give our state? Thanks for the call. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. Give us a ring. We'll go back to the phones and we'll go, let's see, we'll go to Craig in Englewood. Craig.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, David, how you doing? I'm enjoying the show.
Thanks.
First of all, I just want to say I agree with you on this issue, with as far as the in-state tuition is concerned. That's what I'm calling. I heard you say earlier that there was no cost incurred to the state through in-state tuition, which actually is incorrect. I'm currently a student right now, and the way in-state tuition works, Colorado has a fund called the College Opportunity Fund, or COF for short.
Okay.
And I, even though I get quote-unquote in-state tuition, the school receives full tuition. I, as a student, pay a discounted tuition, and then the state kicks in the rest of the tuition. So the school is not losing anything by accepting me as an in-state student. They're being paid just by two parties, myself and the state.
What the bill sponsor Chris Romer has said, and what even the Republican opponents have said, is that there is no, and I'm sure they would have said it, there is no discernible huge cost, revenue cost to the state of equalizing tuition.
Well, I guess I agree with that. Maybe what they're saying is that there would be a no additional cost. I mean, because they've already got funds set aside for students that are in, you know, in-state.
That's right. That's what they're saying. Correct.
So they're not going to be putting additional funds into the College Opportunity Fund for the purpose of allowing immigrants to go to school.
That's right. That's exactly right, and look, that's important. I mean, had it been otherwise, we would have certainly heard that from bill opponents. And again, I want people to understand, if you're going to call up, and I want to hear all sides of this issue, but if you're going to call up, I'm really curious for people to tell us why they think preserving the current system, what social, societal benefit we get from that as a state, considering that these students are already here.
Right. And I agree with that. I don't think, I think there is a societal benefit to allowing them to benefit from a college education. You know, whether their parents brought them here illegally or not. I mean, and here's a hypothetical. I'm an adult, and I migrated to this state. I'm not from here. I don't have any family here. For me to qualify for in-state tuition in the state of Colorado, I had to live here, maintain an address and a job here for 1 year. So, and then I can go to school. So what's to stop me from
moving to Colorado, or any other adult for that matter, getting an apartment, getting a job, working and paying taxes for a year, then applying for in-state tuition, going to school, getting an education, half of which is paid for by the state of Colorado, no longer contributing to the tax base because I quit working because I'm going to school full-time, graduating, and then leaving the state.
Right, there's nothing to stop you. And actually, you're making a really, really great point. This is the point as to if there's nothing to stop you from doing that as a citizen, what you're really saying is that the issue of citizenship just it doesn't belong, it has no relevance in this
exactly.
debate. It has because it's not there's nothing else contingent on it. If you as a resident of another state can come here, live here for a year, get in-state tuition, and then leave, that's the same thing somebody can do regardless of their immigration status. So what you're really saying is that these are separate issues. Immigration enforcement is just a separate issue from tuition that is statutorily based, or should be statutorily based, on where geographically you are living for a certain period of time. Great point. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, David.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We've been talking about a federal proposal to eliminate the gas tax and fund our roads through what's known as a mileage tax. What do you think of that? We've been talking about whether you think we should eliminate the tuition structure here where you only get in-state tuition if you can prove your immigration status. Is that fair? I think it's ridiculous. I think we need tuition equity. If you've been living here for a certain amount of time, you should have access to in-state tuition. And then we've been talking about the anti-slowpoke bill. We had Democratic Representative Mike Merrifield on to talk about his bill in the Colorado legislature, which would allow law enforcement to ticket you if you're on a two-lane highway driving below the speed limit and essentially causing a traffic jam. What do you think about that bill? Give us a call, 303-713-7600. It's 839. Let's go to John Turk, traffic.
Dave, well, you can imagine it's a pretty nasty commute out there. Lots of pockets of really slow speeds, actually single-digit speeds. On 25, heading in and out of downtown, going to be really busy up in North Glen, heading out after at around 136th. Also leaving Casrock on the northbound side there from Wolfensberger all the way up to Surrey Ridge. A lot of folks use 85 as an alternate, but right now working a serious accident there near Titan Road. A new crash northbound I-25 near University. It's blocking the left-hand lane. If you're traveling in and out of the high country this morning, it will be nasty as well. The further west you go, the more snow you're going to see. Your forecast, snow is tapered off in the metro. Mostly sunny this afternoon, highs in the upper 30s. Right now, still sitting at 17 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
At the freeway, we do deals your way every day. After rebates, get a brand new Escape or F-150 for just $15.9. That's a brand.
Three cheers to you, brave moms who let your kids help in the kitchen. You don't flinch when they pour their own milk. And when they really want to try the cake mixer, you know it'll be wall-to-wall batter splatter. So what? You say bring it. You're why we made New Bounty. It has 25% thicker quilts and more durability than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized a contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Org. National Jewish Health. Science transforming life.
couple of fresh, delicious New York-style sandwiches you'll crave. It's Deli Zone. Come in today and get a New York-style sub for only $4.99. For a slice of New York in your backyard, find a Deli Zone near you at DeliZone.net.
The big phone and cable companies have been trying to snuff us out for some time, but instead we just keep getting stronger at Liberty Bell Telecom. Why? Because anything they can do, I can do cheaper and better. For example, the bundled telephone, TV, and internet service. We got them beat. With the new Freedom Bundles from Liberty Bell, keep your own phone number, get real phone service, not over the internet, plus Dish Network and high-speed internet. We're talking about all the popular calling features, including voicemail and 100 channels of digital TV. Sorry, current Dish Network subscribers are not eligible. As you know, the big guys are quite aggravated with our perseverance, and they've warned me not to use their names in my ads, so all I can say is request the Better Bundle, the Freedom Bundle, and come cast your vote for Liberty Bell. Better and cheaper. 303 Bundles. 303-286-3537. Or on the net at 303bundles.com.
Donate to the MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on your Colorado income tax form. Your donation's anonymous. No gift is too small. Check off MS Society, Easter Seals, and Special Olympics on the last page of your state tax form. Check a box, change a life. It's easy.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo with a free language lesson, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943.
.844, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We've been talking about a bunch of different issues, immigration, tuition equity, how we fund our roads, should it be through a gas tax or a mileage tax, should we have an anti-slowpoke law in our state. Just a couple stats on the tuition bill. I'm reading from the Greeley Tribune's editorial. Greeley Tribune, not exactly a liberal paper. Naysayers, i.e. those against tuition equity, argue that illegal immigrants should not get any tuition breaks because they don't contribute to our state coffers. That simply isn't true. It's estimated that illegal immigrants pay between $150 and $200 million to Colorado in sales, income, gasoline, and property taxes per year. That is a hefty chunk of change. Again, that's not me talking. That's the Greeley Tribune, not exactly a leftist bastion. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Mary Bell in Boulder. Mary Bell.
Hi.
Hi there.
Good morning. Two things. On the gas tax, for the guys that are proposing it be eliminated, sounds to me like they're funded by Exxon. I think Exxon and Chevron would love to get rid of that gas tax. Second, who would be manufacturing the device to check our mileage? Hope it's not somebody like Halliburton or something.
Well, and that's been a question that people have raised, you know, and not just who's manufacturing the device, but are there privacy implications to this?
Right.
You know, where are you driving? How much are you driving? I mean, there's certainly, and it's not conspiracy theory to say that there would be concerns about that because, look, that's valuable consumer data.
Yes.
I mean, corporations would want that data. It's not just the government would want to snoop on you. Companies would want to know about that because that's how they make their ad pitches.
Well, another thing is, how much would it cost to install it? If it's going to cost $50, why doesn't everybody just donate $50 to the transportation, you know, building the roads?
Well, I actually think, as I've thought about this a little bit more, it seems to me it doesn't have to be an either or. It seems to me that there's good ramifications of both a gas tax and a mileage tax, right? A gas tax creates something of an economic incentive to buy more fuel-efficient cars. The mileage tax creates something of an economic incentive to either drive less or make more environmentally sustainable geographic choices where you can. We try to live near where you work. Don't, you know, try not to live in distant sprawl, which is just bad for the environment, bad for all sorts of things, bad for how much we have to, how much infrastructure we have to develop, et cetera, et cetera. Seems to me it doesn't have to be an either or. Couldn't you, for instance, take the gas tax, cut it in half, so you leave, you still leave that fuel efficiency incentive in place, and then pay the other half of the tax revenue stream that you need with something of a mileage tax? Now, I put an asterisk next to that because I do think that it, that the mileage tax, the best argument against the mileage tax was made by a, an earlier caller who made the comment that mileage isn't the only determining factor of how much wear and tear you're putting onto the road system. The weight of your car. If you drive a truck, a huge truck, 10 miles, you're putting a lot more wear and tear on the roads than if you drive a Mini Cooper. So seems to me it doesn't have to be an either or, but I do think you're right. I mean, your first point is correct. The idea of simply eliminating the gas tax would certainly be a huge favor to obviously the oil and gas industry. Mary Bell, thanks for the call.
Okay.
303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. Let's do one more call before we gotta hit another break here. Let's go to Pete in Denver. Pete, hello.
Yeah, hi, David.
Hi there.
Great hearing you. I do think you're one of the world's smartest men.
Thank you.
I was thinking about the two-tiered scholarship or the two-tiered tuition kind of penalty there. Can't they kind of treat it like almost like common law marriage? I mean, if you live in this country for X amount of time or in the state, why can't you become a citizen as you go to college without any kind of ramifications to your family or anything like that?
Well, I the argument against that, and I can see the argument against it, which would be that you don't want to create a situation where people just hold out and avoid the normal citizenship process, they will then be rewarded. What I think you want to do is you want to reform the entire immigration system to create a real path to citizenship that doesn't force deportation, that allows people to go through the process without fear, and that doesn't effectively incentivize them to hold out in the shadows, if you will, until a certain set time when they're allowed to come out of the shadows. I think
Well, an incentive to me is doesn't have a dark side. An incentive is something you're trying to go forward and make your life better without chasing a negative consequence.
No, I agree. I want to be clear. I'm going farther than you, right? I'm saying let's not wait, ask people to wait until they get to college age. Let's say, look, if you're here, we need to create a path to citizenship right now, whether you wait until you're college age or before that. Let's have a far more humane immigration system rather than what we have now. And so I'm actually saying I agree with the thrust of where you're going. I would just go farther. Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, me too. Take care.
Okay. 851, I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We're talking about gas taxes. Should we eliminate them and have a mileage tax to fund our roads? We're talking about tuition equity. Should the children of undocumented workers be allowed to have access to in-state tuition rates? And do you think we should have pass an anti-slowpoke bill to allow law enforcement to give you a ticket if you're driving below the speed limit and creating a traffic jam? 303-713-7600. Speaking of traffic, let's go to John Turk with a traffic report.
Yeah, it's a mess out there for us this morning, David. Serious accident, Highway 85 near Titan Road. That's usually an alternate if things are bad on 25 heading out of Castle Rock. And they are going to be really nasty from Wolfensburger to Surrey Ridge. So add a lot of time on that trip heading out of Castle Rock and into Denver and Littleton. Also a crash northbound I-25 near University. It's blocking the left-hand lane, seeing brake lights and really slow speeds all the way back past Evans. Southbound I-25 also busy there in the bridges from Washington Street up to Colorado. Also leaving Northland from 136 down to 84th. Our other accident, northbound Parker Road there at Peoria, an RTD bus is involved, so do expect some delays there at that intersection, but give yourself plenty of time this morning, and please go slow. It's pretty nasty out there, especially on those surface streets. Your forecast, looks like the morning snow might have wrapped up early. Will be sunny this afternoon, a high of 39. Your current downtown temperature is 17 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford.
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are re-examining expenses, but all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent office with 50 locations. Make that four words. Intelligent office.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Bring your family to the REI Member Rewards event. Join the co-op and receive an annual refund. Plus, new and existing members can save 20% on camping, hiking, backpacking, and climbing gear. Not a member? Then this is the perfect time to join. Come into an REI near you March 2nd through March 29th or shop REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer applies to one full price item exclusive.
800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Most of us sit around and we don't think about the day that we may need help from a personal injury lawyer. But you know, when that time comes, you better get the right kind of help. Hi, this is Jay Marvin. I want to talk to you about my two friends, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. Now, Mary and I once went through medical malpractice, and I got to tell you something. Unless you get the right person, you're really going to be in trouble. Plus, on top of that, if you have something happen like another motorist hits you or you get into an auto accident and their insurance and your insurance won't follow through and won't give you the treatment you need, or if you're hurt on the job and your employer or the insurance you pay for won't help you out, then you need to see Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. These guys are pit bulls, and they will fight corporations and insurance companies down to the last mile. Give them a call. They're Progressive trial lawyers, and they do a great job. 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. That's 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Its policy forms and availability vary by state.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Did you know that term life insurance rates have fallen over 60% in the last 10 years? I'm Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. At AccuQuote.com, we monitor the rates, features, and financial strength of hundreds of life insurance products. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can protect his family with $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $19 a month. Female rates are even lower. And don't forget to ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. Since 1986, we've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Why not find out how much you can save? Write down this number and call today for your free quote. Call 800-500-3353. One 5-minute call is all it takes. 800-500-3353. That's 800-500-3353.
856, I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to go back to the phones, and if I don't get you at the right now and we hit the news, we'll get you after the top of the hour in the final hour. So if you can, hang on.
And I'm taking them in the order that we received them. So let's go to Brad in Frisco. Brad.
Hi, dude.
Hey there.
One thing, I'm in the distribution, and this mileage tax, that would just basically kill us in the rural areas. And also, I believe that if that did happen, then your distribution from your corporations would be passed on to the consumers again.
Well, but I should ask, doesn't the gas tax hit you pretty hard?
Not as much, and this in a rural area, from my distance, I can drive from Frisco to Leadville in a day. But see, I have an economical vehicle, gas vehicle, then it wouldn't hit me as hard as the mileage would.
That's right. So what you're saying is that if you live in a rural area, at least the gas tax, you have some way to potentially mitigate the economic consequences for yourselves, as opposed to a mileage tax, which there is no way in that sense to make any kind of consumer choice to avoid the worst consequences of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, good point. Thanks for the call. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. Talking gas taxes, we're talking immigration, we're talking the anti-slowpoke bill here in Colorado. We'll talk about all that and more after the top of the news.
60 Minutes
to CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Grosz.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You hear that famous expert who said this is a great time to invest in the stock market? He was on right after that other famous expert who said it's a horrible time to invest. The truth is, anybody who says they know for sure is either deluded or dishonest, which is why you have to know how to make money, no matter which way the market goes from here. InvestTools can show you at one of our free classes coming to your area, and you're invited to join us. In about 2 hours, you'll learn more about investing than most people learn in a lifetime. How to decide for yourself which stocks to buy, when to buy them, and when to sell. How to profit in even the most fearsome bear markets. And how to gain total confidence in your investing decisions. Remember, the InvestTools classes coming to your area are free. The only thing you have to spend is a little bit of your time. So reserve your seat now. Go to tryinvesttools.com for more information. That's tryinvesttools.com. tryinvesttools.com.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. For the first time since taking office, President Obama has put the spotlight on education. It came in his speech this morning before the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. And CBS News correspondent Dan Revive joins us live with a story.
The crowd was friendly, Nick, chanting the Spanish version of the Obama campaign slogan, "Yes, we can." Si se puede, the president's message not only for Latinos, America needs better education and more teachers.
Our curriculum for eighth graders is 2 full years behind top performing countries. That's a prescription for economic decline, and I refuse to accept that America's children cannot rise to this challenge.
Mr. Obama defended education proposals that critics call far too expensive. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
Well, authorities in Iraq are growing increasingly worried over a spate of violent attacks to rock the country. Today near Baghdad, at least 33 people were killed and dozens more wounded in a suicide bombing. Reporter Rania Abuzed has more from the capital.
This is the second straight attack in a matter of days that has resulted in quite large death tolls of above 20. This one was near the Abu Ghraib suburb. 2 days ago, there was a suicide attack also in a very fortified section of the city.
Well, Vice President Joe Biden says the deteriorating security situation in Afghanistan poses a threat to NATO countries and beyond. He's been meeting with NATO's top decision-making body in Brussels. There is word of a major recall this morning. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says there may be problems with more than 1.5 million refrigerators made by Maytag. The commission's Scott Wolfson.
There have been 41 reports of fires with these refrigerators, 16 of which really caused some serious damage to people's kitchens, smoke damage across the house.
Now, the recall covers 2001 to 2004 models marketed under a variety of brands, including Amana, Magic Chef, Admiral, and Jet Air. It was a friendly place, immortalized in prime time.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
The bar known as Cheers, based on Boston's Bull and Finch Pub. For 35 years, Eddie Doyle, Sam in the sitcom, tended bar there. But now Doyle has been caught in the recessionary squeeze and has been laid off. He's not a bitter man.
I know it was a tough decision for them because I've been there so long, but I was quite surprised when it happened, believe me. But, you know, I'm just going to move on with the rest of my life.
Well, on Wall Street, the Bears are on the run today. The Dow is up sharply, about 250 points. The NASDAQ ahead 60. Is the rally likely to continue tomorrow?
What about tomorrow? You know, carpe diem, live for the day. Enjoy this moment. We haven't had enough of them.
That's Scott, stock analyst Michael Farr. Earlier this morning, the head of the Federal Reserve said strengthening government oversight of large financial institutions and banks as well as mutual funds is essential to keeping the economy on sound footing. Those remarks by Ben Bernanke. This is CBS News.
Thanks for seeing us, Doctor.
Danny's warm. Let's get a temperature.
I want the Star Wars thermometer.
Absolutely, Danny.
What kind of thermometer is that?
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is what he means. Just a gentle scan across the forehead gives a fast, accurate reading. We're using it on all our patients now. It's good for the whole family. No more ears. Or rears.
Wowee, Mom, can we get one, too? I can't wait to take everyone's temperature.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. A better thermometer. Home model available at Walmart, Walgreens, Costco, Sam's Club, Babies R Us, and Toys R Us.
Your brake pads. One of those parts you really can't afford to ignore. Right now, Midas is offering up to $40 off brake pads and shoes installed. We'll take a comprehensive look at your entire brake system. And only if you need them, install new brake pads or shoes. That's brake pads and shoes up to $40 off. Midas. We're on this road together.
$20 per X on most vehicles ends April 4th at participating Midas.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. The snow's let up in most parts of the metro area, but this morning's drive was still a slick one.
There's some black ice out here.
That driver says there's very little snow covering the Boulder Turnpike, but she had to quickly swerve around a car that spun out in the fast lane. The storm's moving on to the east, leaving an inch or so. We could get more snow on Friday. New environmental rules for oil and gas exploration in Colorado could have an economic impact on counties where drilling provides good jobs. Steve King represents the Grand Junction area in the Colorado House.
We have lost enough jobs. We've seen enough bleeding on the western slope. Our economy is in free fall.
King and other lawmakers from oil and gas-rich counties are urging a delay in implementing the new rules. The father of a Littleton teenager found dead in a fraternity house at the University of Kansas says the death was alcohol-related. Jay Wren says police in Lawrence told him that his son Jason drank margaritas, whiskey, and as many as a dozen beers before he was found dead at the Sigma Alpha Epsilon house this weekend. And longtime Rocky Mountain News reporter James Meadow has died of his injuries following a Friday bicycle accident at Chatfield State Park. Family members say the 59-year-old never regained consciousness after being airlifted to Swedish Medical Center. Meadow's former colleagues at the news have set up a Facebook page filled with memories. Sports, the Nuggets lose to the Houston Rockets 97-95. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, you heard about some of those slick spots on the turnpike right now. Westbound near McCaslin, still seeing teens in the 20s, so that is dragging. Also seeing very slow commute as you're heading north out of the Castle Rock area. Again, single-digit speeds, maybe even stretching into the 20s as you're just making your way past Founders. It's dragging on I-25 past DU. That's going to take about 30 minutes to get from downtown on into the tech center. Even with the cloud cover, eastbound C-470 late to recover before Broadway up towards Yosemite. Pavement is going to be wet, slushy, and slick in spots, so do factor that into your drive and just take it easy as you are heading to work. It's going to remain that way until things do warm up, and there's numerous street crashes, especially as you're coming up on the intersections. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
See your local Saab dealer and test drive the Saab 9-3 sedan, sport combi, or convertible. Now's the perfect time to get behind the wheel of a Saab. So jet into spring and take advantage of attractive finance offers on the 9-3 family.
Sorting things out on the radio.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's Jay Marvin, mornings at 6.
I think Barack Obama can do this.
Ed Schultz at 10.
This is where Denver comes to talk.
Tom Hartman, 1 to 4.
This guy could work.
Mario, afternoons at 4.
Lock it in on your radio dial.
And Ron Kuby, 7 to 10.
I'm so impressed. And I'm listening to this.
AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. And AM760.net. Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
907 here. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on this snowy Denver morning. 303-713-7600. We've been talking about immigration. We've been talking about potential proposal to eliminate the gas tax and replace it with a mileage tax. And we're going to get back to your calls in a short bit here. But before we do, we're going to bring on Eric Bollert for Media Matters for our regular weekly segment about media misinformation that Eric tracks. He's a senior fellow there at Media Matters. He's the author of Lapdogs, How the Press Rolled Over for Bush. He worked 5 years as a senior writer for Salon.com, where he wrote extensively about media and politics. And prior to that, he worked as a contributing editor for Rolling Stone. Eric, how you doing?
Hey, David. Good, and you?
Good. So tell us what's been on your radar, what we should be most disgusted, nauseated, and otherwise outraged about in the media.
Well, it's coming so fast and furious these days. a quick thing I wrote a column on is, you know, on Friday, the Washington Post, Howard Kurtz wrote an article where he claimed that Rush Limbaugh had doubled his rating since the recent controversy.
Oh, right. I've heard about this. Yeah, so tell us about that.
And so in the very first sentence, you know, he's basically saying, boy, Rush Limbaugh is right where he wants to be, in the center of the limelight, and he's doubled his ratings. And if you go down into the article, there's no actual rating numbers. The only proof he has is he quotes this guy, Michael Harrison, who runs a Talkers trade magazine, who estimated that Limbaugh's ratings had doubled in the last week. Howard Kurtz used that as he called it, quote, research, and said Limbaugh's ratings had doubled. And it, right at the time on Friday, I blogged about it. I said, there's no way anyone knows if his ratings has doubled. That's just not how radio ratings work. It's not like TV where you get the overnight.
Wait a minute. You're really expecting Howard Kurtz to check that? The media reporter to check that? You must not be living in the same country as me.
It takes months to get radio ratings. I mean, they're notoriously out of date, and the methodology is sort of a joke. So this idea that anyone would know what Limbaugh's ratings were last week or even January were a joke. And anyway, the next day, the Post actually does a pretty good article by a different writer saying that basically no one has any ideas what Limbaugh's ratings are. And this writer, Paul Farhi, talks to the same Michael Harrison at Talkers Magazine, who says, well, that was just an estimate. You know, it was based on emails and conversations I had. It was just sort of a hunch. So why Howard Kurtz, you know, used this hunch to announce in the first sentence of his article that Rush Limbaugh had doubled his ratings is sort of beyond me. But everyone, you know, the right wing loved it and they cheered it and they made fun of Democrats for doubling Rush Limbaugh's ratings. And even on Monday's show, Limbaugh said he has no idea if his ratings have doubled or not. So,
and what's important for people to know is that this is just an example of creating a conventional wisdom
that is divorced
from reality.
And it also ties into this absolutely ironclad established narrative that Rush Limbaugh has 20 million listeners each week. I mean, we have heard that ad nauseum, and I went back and found what I could find the first reported example of that, which was all the way back in 1993.
And there's political utility to this narrative,
absolutely.
And that's what I find so interesting about this, that conventional wisdom is created with an agenda, with for a reason, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you portray Rush Limbaugh as having a far bigger, more powerful audience than he actually has, what ends up happening is that he is then looked to as a very important, very influential person.
Absolutely.
Whether he is or isn't, it then creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. And then his words are echoed all over, really all over the world. I told a friend a couple weeks ago, I was in Mexico City, and I couldn't turn on TV, you know, CNN International, really? Without seeing Rush Limbaugh. And I'm like, what is going on? I mean, it's unfathomable. We've got a new president.
Right.
I was sitting in a country that's got... serious problems, and all I can see is Rush Limbaugh, and it's because of this manufactured conventional wisdom that says Rush Limbaugh is hugely, hugely powerful. And the saddest part about it is that it's a conventional wisdom that is self-fulfilling. It creates itself.
Well, it's an image that Limbaugh himself created, because I went back to 1993 and found the first reference to the 20 million listeners. Again, because of the way radio ratings are done, no one has a clue how many people listen to him. Arbitron doesn't cover it, and they're not going to because it would cost them too much money. So it's literally a hunch. If you go back to 1993, the first reference to 20 million came from the Limbaugh camp. They created this number, and over the years, I've found over 800 references, news references, to this 20 million number, even though no one has the faintest idea how many people listen each week. So it's a manufactured conventional wisdom, and it's manufactured from the Limbaugh camp in order to create, as you said, this sort of oracle mythology around him.
I think that there's finally a silver lining to it, which is that the Democrats have figured out that he's not that popular, not at all. He's, in fact, probably unpopular among the broad majority of the public, and the Republicans are too afraid to take him on. So
right.
So the Democrats have finally figured out that they can actually use Limbaugh as an albatross around the Republicans' neck, and I don't really know what Republicans are going to do, because now they've got this storyline, which is that they're afraid to take on this guy,
right.
And if they, it's my opinion, if they don't take him on, then he's going to be, you know, the anchor around their leg.
That's right, and he doesn't. I don't think he particularly cares about.
No, because for him it's great, right?
Republican Party or not, right? And it's interesting, David Frum, the former Bush speechwriter, who wrote a piece, a Newsweek cover piece. You know, he's one of the few that. Will stand up and be a few conservatives who will stand up and be critical of Limbaugh. He was on TV over the weekend saying Newsweek polling, which I haven't been able to find anywhere, but he said Limbaugh had an 11% approval rating among Americans under the age of 40. So, as you said, it doesn't in any way seem to be a winning strategy, but Republicans built this noise machine. You know, they loved it. When Limbaugh called Tom Daschle a traitor, they loved it when he said, you know, what's good for Al-Qaeda is good for the Democrats. They didn't want him to be rational or sane or anything like that. But now now it's sort of, you know, it's coming back to haunt them because they prop him up and then he says, I want Obama to fail. And then they say, well, he's the voice of the Republican, you know, the conservative movement. He says, well, we're supposed to bend over and grab our ankles because Obama
right,
is playing.
Right.
Then they say, well, you know, he's really the intellectual father. And he says, well, Ted Kennedy's going to die soon.
Yeah.
You know, every time they try to prop him up as this serious person,
he gets more and more unserious. That's right.
More stupid.
Yeah, and I think you make a really great point. We're talking to Eric Bollard of Media Matters, www.mediamatters.org. I think you make a great point about, and I hadn't thought of it until now, which is that if you actually look across the media landscape, the conservative movement really does not have a lot of younger people speaking on its behalf. And, I mean, well, other than the 14-year-old freak show,
right.
The guy that, you know, the arch right-wing cliche spewing Doogie Howser kid,
right.
who, by the way, I think it's embarrassing that the Republicans are resorting to a 14-year-old to be their spokesperson. But other than that, in all seriousness, there really is not a next generational voice for conservatives right now.
Nobody that will oppose Limbaugh. You know, we mentioned Frum, and there are others. Bill Bennett has sort of raised cautious doubts about, you know, the wisdom of having Limbaugh.
Yeah, but if there ever was, you know, an old fossil.
Yeah, exactly. The people who will stand up are sort of the old guard. And if we go back 12 months ago, remember it was Limbaugh who was absolutely demanding John McCain could not be the Republican nominee for president.
That's right. That's right.
And at the time, it was, you know, Bob Dole wrote this letter to the Wall Street Journal. In the piece, he asked, you know, Limbaugh to be rational about John McCain, and, you know, I laughed out loud. Since when is he rational about anyone? So it's the old guard who will sort of tiptoe to the line and say, geez, I'm not sure this is right. But in terms of online and the talkers and the right-wing bloggers, they are totally all in for Limbaugh, and that's the future of the party.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be a huge albatross, and if they don't go to war with him, I think it's a big problem for them. Eric Bullard of MediaMatters.org, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. I know there are callers holding. Hang on for a little bit longer. We're going to get back to the phones to talk about immigration, the gas tax, the potential anti-slowpoke driver's bill here in Colorado. Stay with us. Speaking of traffic, let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Well, we're still working this serious accident, Highway 85 near Titan Road. That's basically in Littleton. That's an alternate for people that leave Castle Rock and hit snags on 25, and you're going to hit those this morning as well. Single-digit speeds from Wolfensburger all the way past Surrey Ridge. Stop-and-go conditions on most of the major highways systems around Denver and Boulder right now. Going to be a struggle for you on the turnpike between Denver and Boulder. Also, with the westbound side really struggling there from Sheridan to Foothills Park Highway. Also going to be slow on 225 in Aurora. Northbounders from Parker Road up to 6th Avenue. Southbounders from Parker Road down to 25. Another crash involving an RTD bus northbound Parker at Peoria. But do give yourself plenty of extra time this morning. Even though we're wrapping up this morning's commute, it is late, and we're not used to seeing this much volume on the highways. Your forecast, snow is tapered off in the metro, mostly.
Better ideas for your home start at the Denver Home Remodeling Show, presented by Freedom Financial Services, the mortgage experts.
Check out over 300 booths full of great ideas for the inside and outside of your home and register to win great prizes.
Dust off those treasures in your attic and see how much they're worth at the free antique appraisal.
Break the bank for a chance to win $50,000 in carpet. Meet the Broncos cheerleaders.
Enjoy the beauty, the ideas, and the inspiration at the Home Remodeling Show March 13th through 15th with free parking at the Merchandise Mart. Stop by Home Depot for a discount pass or download a coupon at DenverHomeRemodelingShow.com.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the FLAIR study at 720-848-7557.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Across the country. Hi, I'm Scott McGinnis, founder of DVD Now Kiosks. If you're looking for a business you can manage from home that will pay for years to come, get ready to take down this number. The proven success of DVD rental machines and their enormous popularity with consumers has created a huge demand from supermarkets, convenience stores, and college campuses for our kiosks.
We're looking for independent, entrepreneurial-minded people to own and operate their own network of DVD Now vending machines. Call now and we'll send you a free information kit. Everything you need to know about owning and operating your own DVD kiosk. But you must call now, as territories are filling up. Visit DVDnow.net or call 866-708-6232. That's 866-708-6232. 866-708-6232.
Did you hear that famous expert who said this is a great time to invest in the stock market? He was on right after that other famous expert who said it's a horrible time to invest. The truth is, anybody who says they know for sure is either deluded or dishonest, which is why you have to know how to make money no matter which way the market goes from here. InvestTools can show you at one of our free classes coming to your area, and you're invited to join us. In about 2 hours, you'll learn more about investing than most people learn in a lifetime. How to decide for yourself which stocks to buy, when to buy them, and when to sell. How to profit in even the most fearsome bear markets. And how to gain total confidence in your investing decisions. Remember, the InvestTools classes coming to your area are free. The only thing you have to spend is a little bit of your time. So reserve your seat now. Go to tryinvesttools.com for more information. That's tryinvesttools.com. tryinvesttools.com.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, the Supreme Court of the United States limits minority voting rights. We'll talk about that. Take your calls y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on a snowy Denver morning. 303-713-7600. We're going to get back to the phones in about 2 minutes. But before we do, I just wanted to have my friend Scott Kwasny on. He's the executive director of the Colorado Jobs Justice. They have an event tomorrow from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Denver. That's 915 East 9th Avenue in Denver. The event will include testimony from workers and questions and commentaries from a panel. And it's basically about worker rights. And so I've asked Scott to come on and give us some more of the details about what's going to be discussed tomorrow and why it's so important, specifically here in Colorado. Scott, how you doing?
I'm well, David. How are you doing today?
All right. So tell us about the event and why it's so important and so particularly relevant at this moment.
Well, as some folks might know, we're in a bit of a crisis right now, and and we're not hearing a lot of workers' voices in the media. And I think it's really important when we have times like this that we really get together and hear each other's stories and talk about some of the potential solutions that are out there. So we've got some workers that are going to tell stories about some issues that they've encountered in the workplace as far as intimidation and being fired for wanting to collectively bargain. We've got Lisa Duran, who is the Director of Rights for All People, who's going to talk about the impact on communities overall and ways that we can, you know, step up and help communities. And we also just found out that the Legislative Director for Senate President Peter Groff, a gentleman named Terry Whitney, is going to talk about some fresh data pertaining to Colorado in our job situation. So it's going to be a forum for workers to get their stories out there and for us to talk about some of the things that are happening, like the Employee Free Choice Act. And I've been kind of bouncing back and forth between your program and the Hearing and Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee. There's going to be a press conference at about 10:15 Colorado time today about the Employee Free Choice Act.
Now, the Employee Free Choice Act, is the battle for that is going to play out, I think, in a huge way here in Colorado, because we have one senator, Michael Bennett, an appointee, who has refused to publicly take a position on that crucial bill,
right,
which would, all that bill would do is simply allow workers themselves to certify a card check election. Right now, employers are allowed to certify a card check election for a unionization, and they're allowed to decertify, by the way, a union via card check. So this would simply give workers the same rights to union certification as employers currently have. And Michael Bennett has unfortunately refused to take a public position on this, probably fearing that he will be attacked by big money interests. We're not really sure who he thinks he answers to. And so the organizing effort around EFCA and around workers' rights in general in this state really is going to have national implications, because the Employee Free Choice Act is expected really probably, if it passes, to only pass by one or two votes. So again, I just want to remind folks, tomorrow the event at Colorado Jobs with Justice, the event is from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Denver at 915 East 9th Avenue in Denver. Scott, if people want to get more information, where can they go online?
We've got a blog at coloradojobswithjustice.blogspot.com.
Great. That's coloradojobswithjustice.blogspot.com. Scott Quasi, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks a lot, David. You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Now, I promised we'd get back to the phones, and we're going to get back there right now. Folks have been waiting patiently to talk about the gas tax issue, whether it should be eliminated in favor of a mileage tax, the immigration issue as it relates to tuition structure here in this state. There's a bill that would say that you can get access to in-state tuition rates. You still have to pay tuition, but you can pay the in-state tuition rate if you've lived in this state for a certain period of time, regardless of immigration status. Do you think that's a good idea? We'll go back to the phones, and let's go to Tim in Longmont. Tim.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Hey, about the gas tax thing, you know, on the trucking side, the 18-wheelers in Colorado for decades have had a ton-mile tax. It's not just simply mile. It's, you know, how much cargo you're hauling. I think that eliminating the gas tax for, you know, regular passenger cars, trucks and stuff is a bad idea. For the simple reason that it's like the guy that called up from Summit County. You know, you don't want to tax them on a mile. You want to tax them on how much, you know, on usage. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is a mile in a Hummer and a mile in a Prius aren't the same thing.
That's right.
It's just that simple. The other thing I worry about is the gas tax is an efficient tax in the sense that you just tax how much gas is coming out of the pumps. We've got all the infrastructure to do that. It's already in place. We don't have to spend a dime in hard times to do it. The mileage thing is a whole nother matter. It's about fitting vehicles. What are we going to do about old ones? Who's going to get the data, the privacy? You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. And just to clarify your earlier point, a mile in a Hummer is different than a mile in a lighter, smaller vehicle, not just because of the amount of fuel that's burned, but because of the actual physical impact that a much bigger car creates on the road.
Exactly, and that's why for commercial vehicles, for decades, they've had the ton-mile tax. The heavier you are and the more you beat up the roads, the more you're going to pay for every mile.
Yeah, and I looked at the news stories about what this federal panel is proposing in terms of a mileage tax, and I didn't see anything about weight issues, and weight issues would be critical. I'm leaning with you. I haven't heard a compelling case to replace the gas tax with a mileage tax. I mean, I do think that there are incentives. I guess I put it this way: both taxes create good incentives. I mean, the gas tax creates the incentive for people to try to buy more fuel efficient vehicles. The mileage tax potentially creates the incentive for people to make different and smarter geographical choices. However, there are people for which a smart geographical choice is to live in rural America, is to live in places where they can be in businesses like agriculture, where if you had a mileage tax, there would be no consumer choice that they could make,
right,
that would allow them to mitigate the negative consequences of such a tax. Whereas if it's a gas tax, at least there's the consumer choice that you could make, if you could afford it, to buy a more fuel efficient vehicle. Great point. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, one other quick thing.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
The part of your argument, though, if you think about it, it's kind of technical a bit, but if you have vehicles that have a constant miles per gallon, then the incentive to drive fewer miles applies to the gas tax as well as the mileage tax. It's not like the gas tax doesn't have that advantage. So therefore, there's no real unique advantage to the mileage tax. It doesn't get you anything new or additional, I'd argue.
Well, but if it's a mileage tax and not a gas tax, then no matter how fuel efficient your vehicle is, you're still going to pay based on your how much you travel rather than how much gas you burn.
But if you figure you have a vehicle that gets a constant miles per gallon, the gas tax is going to incent you to drive less miles.
That's right.
Or make the miles per gallon go up. It'll get you to do either, whereas the mileage tax will not get you.
That's right. That's a very good point. That's a very good point. Thanks for the call. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We're talking about the proposal to eliminate the gas tax and replace it with a mileage tax, as a federal panel suggested yesterday. We're also talking about the bill to allow all residents of this state, regardless of immigration status, to have access to in-state tuition rates. Currently, that's not the case. Currently, if you've lived here your whole life, but you are not, or you are the son or the daughter of an undocumented immigrant, you are not allowed to have access to in-state college tuition rates. Is that fair? I don't think so. Give us a call, 303-713-7600. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
David, traffic's still just a bear for us. Is people still trying to get to work or out of work and back to home? If you work the overnight shift, I-25 corridor from Northland all the way down to Castle Rock on both sides pretty full, especially leaving Castle Rock on the northbound side there from Wolfensburger to Surrey Ridge. Also got a serious crash on Highway 85 near Titan Road in Littleton. Southbound side going to be really busy there for you through the bridges as you approach downtown. And even on the south end, just a little bit south there of the Tech Center, no crashes on the radar right now, but we do have several of them on the surface streets. Do just take your little extra time, go a little slower for you this morning. We do have an accident involving an RTD bus that's been around for quite some time now, over a couple hours, northbound Parker Road at Peoria. And the trip across 225 and Aurora, pretty unbearable as well, southbound from Parker Road to 25 and northbound there from the spillway up to 6th Avenue. Your forecast looks like the morning snow might have wrapped up early. Will be sunny this afternoon with a high of 39 degrees. Your current downtown temperature is 20. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's big. It's back. Dodge Truck Month. Get a no-extra-charge Hemi on Ram 1500.
When it comes to taxes, getting every penny you deserve is now more important than ever. H&R Block has specially trained tax professionals.
You've waited long enough. Do that new kitchen with Denver's premier kitchen remodeler, Platte River Kitchens. From concept to plans to a beautiful completed kitchen, saving you money, time, and hassle. A firm believer in green technology that doesn't cost you more. Visit them at the Denver Home Remodeling Show, March 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Denver Merchandise Mart. Free consultations. Platte River Kitchens. Call for free tickets. 303-300-9087. 300-9087.
Did you know that the new Climate Smart program allows Boulder County residents to install solar power with no out-of-pocket cost? Learn how you can take advantage of the Climate Smart Loan Program at an exclusive Boulder County Community Solar event at the Louisville Rec Center on March 18th at 7 p.m. Meet the founder and owner of Independent Power Systems, Tony Boniface, as he shares his 15 years of solar experience and answers questions about solar energy and how you can eliminate your electric bill for life. Tony will present the details of the Climate Smart program and the IBS community discount on Wednesday, March 18th at the Louisville Rec Center at 7 p.m. IPS, the Coors Field solar experts, invite you to meet Tony Boniface and learn how to eliminate your electric bill for life. For more, go to solarips.com/climate and RSVP for this free seminar. The Climate Smart Loan Program for Boulder County residents. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Picture this. You're standing in front of a steep hill. You're with a group and they're already climbing. But you're having trouble breathing. You take a step, but they've already taken 10. You try to keep up, but you're falling behind. So you try harder. You're out of breath and frustrated. Not because you can't climb the hill, but because it's not a hill at all. It's a flight of stairs that might as well be a mountain. Now picture this. You come to National Jewish Health, the number one respiratory hospital in the country. You'll find world-renowned specialists that use state-of-the-art imaging, early detection, and the latest treatments to help improve your ability to breathe. Whether it's allergies, asthma, COPD, heart disease, or rheumatoid arthritis, we can help transform you into the picture of National Jewish Health. For more information, visit nationaljewish.org. National Jewish Health, science transforming life.
At purefoychevrolet.com and click on Corvettes. We are Colorado's Corvette dealer. P-U-R-I-F-O-Y Chevrolet.com.
.936 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Jay's out, sick, but on the mend. I saw him this weekend in the hospital. He was on the mend. He's now out of the hospital. Not yet sure when he's coming back. This will be my last day this week. Not sure if I'm coming back next week. Depends on how Jay is feeling, but I'm off to New York starting tomorrow for meetings with a book editor and some other career stuff for one of my other multiple jobs. Trying to scratch out a living here in this recession. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Morgan in Denver. Morgan. Hello, Morgan. Okay, Morgan's gone. Let's go to Phil in Denver. Phil.
How are you doing, David?
All right.
You're doing a great job, by the way.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
With you on there. So a lot of stuff to talk about. I think the gas tax is a good one. I think part of what's going on, if you look at the way it's set up, and unless I'm incorrect, the gas tax is a flat tax. In other words, there's only, I think it's 18 or 20 cents per gallon is the federal portion of it.
Right.
So as the gasoline prices have inflated, and of course they've gone down a little bit recently, but overall gasoline prices have increased, but the government share of that revenue has not. Every other tax we have, whether it's sales tax, income tax, whatever, is always a percentage of whatever it is that's being taxed.
Correct.
So that the highway system never gets a cost of living increase on the value of the gasoline that's being purchased.
That's true.
And I think that's a big reason why we're falling so short in revenue. I mean, part of it is efficiencies, right? We have more cost efficient cars in terms of consumption. But I think, like many earlier callers have said, most of those cars, you know, are lighter, so they probably do produce less wear and tear on the road. Cars that are less efficient still consume more gasoline. And if we had a percentage instead of a flat fee, we'd probably be a lot better off from a revenue standpoint. And I would rather see that than a per mile.
The argument against it would be that a percentage would mean that as gas prices rose, the tax would proportionally rise. So for consumers, it would potentially compound the pain at the pump. Now, I know there's an argument that says, well, pain at the pump isn't bad because we want to disincentivize the use of fossil fuels like gasoline.
Right.
But for working folk who have to drive to work, there's an argument also to be made, which I subscribe to, is that you don't want to punish people for an energy system that currently so many of us really have to rely on. Now, I'm not absolving folks from not using public transit or living out in the sprawl, but I'm, as a progressive, am uncomfortable with calls for potentially raising the gas tax because it can really hit working people really, really hard. This is why this issue is, I think, so difficult for progressives, because we want to deal with the environment, we want to deal with carbon emissions, and we also don't want to have tax policies in place which progressively hit and really regressively impact people harder and harder as you go down the income ladder.
I guess my thing is, you know, we there's no such thing as a free lunch, and we have to pay. You know, there is a cost of building and maintaining our roads. And if our revenue is falling short, we are going to collect, we're going to have to collect revenue someplace that will make up that difference. Whether we go to a per mile, whether we start tolling roads, the bottom line is we're not collecting enough revenue to meet the demand of our road, of our infrastructure.
No, that's absolutely true. And I think the way I would start backwards and ask, okay, in the current system, who is getting a free lunch? Right? That's the real question. Somebody's getting a free lunch. Who is it? Is it the regular car driver? Is it the trucking industry? Is it who is really effectively being subsidized? And then when you figure out who's being subsidized, you gotta work to end the subsidy or make the situation more fair. I don't know the ins and outs of it enough to answer that question. But it does seem to me that as a matter of public policy, what you don't want to do is you don't want to cause more pain for working people, especially you don't want to intensify the pain as you go down the income ladder. So
yeah, but do we make that argument in any other tax policy though? I mean, if I'm paying a certain percentage sales tax, and I'm a working guy or whatever, I mean, which I am actually, but I mean, I don't make the calculation that when I go buy a cheeseburger at McDonald's that because McDonald's raised their prices that I just got hit with a higher tax. I mean, I don't think
you
do that math in any other situation.
Well, you don't at McDonald's, but you might at if you're buying a bigger end purchase. I mean, buying gas every week is not like buying a cheeseburger, and then the sales tax. I'm against the sales tax because it's really the single most regressive tax you can have. It really is.
It is regressive, and I do understand that. But the one thing I would say about the roads, when you say who's getting subsidized, and I'm a pretty progressive person, pretty liberal person. This may be the one situation where I don't know that anybody's really getting a benefit. I mean, we all have to use the roads, and what's really happening is I don't know that anybody's getting carried. What's happening is we got bridges falling apart, and we have roads that are just in a terrible shape. I mean, I think that's what it is, and we have, as a society, have been unwilling to address that cost.
I totally agree with you there. I totally agree, and I think that if you're gonna, there's so many different arguments you could make. I mean, I could make the argument that if you just want to isolate wear and tear on the roads, if that's the only goal you want to achieve with your policy, then the fairest possible way of doing that is a mixture of mileage and weight. As the one caller said, I think it's a ton weight or a ton mileage.
Right.
That's specifically wear and tear on the road. There's an argument for that. The argument against that is that don't you want your transportation tax policy to serve other purposes as well? Like, for instance, incentivizing the decrease the lower use or the reduction in the use of fossil fuels. Well, I think there's a case to be made for that. That's why I think that if you're really going to legislate this out, the best thing might be to reduce the gas tax. How about this? Reduce the gas tax, potentially make it more percentage based, and then to fill in the gap of the reduction you've made, do something like the ton mile. That to me would seem like the fairest, best way to do it. But I would even go more general than that. You could make a bigger argument that because roads and infrastructure are so integrally important to our economy, that it's hard to measure their benefit just based on who's driving and who's not. You know, somebody may not drive, but they may buy products for a good that traveled over the road, that the infrastructure is so important that we need to find potentially other revenue streams outside of the transportation, the obvious transportation revenue stream to fund something that's integrally important in our economy in all different ways. Thanks for the call. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to, let's see who's been waiting the longest. We'll go to Ann in Littleton. Ann, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I was calling about the immigration student problem.
Go for it.
Well, and then listening to the different people talk and stuff and knowing some of my friends how they feel about it, the children didn't have a choice. And if they had a program in high school or even as a freshman in college where they could become citizens as part of the curriculum, where it wasn't something extra they had to do without repercussions toward their parents, to me that would be feasible. And those then the kids who chose not to become students, then let them pay out-of-state tuition.
That's a really interesting idea, to create a path to citizenship within a school as part of an educational curriculum. I mean, that's very, very interesting. I'd have to think about it more, but I like where you're going with that.
To me, it's like the kids who, I mean, to me, to become a better citizen, education is so important.
Absolutely.
If you're doing both of them at the same time, then...
Well, citizenship, the act of citizenship, or becoming a citizen, is an educational process. And I think, again, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but the people who are against tuition equity have not articulated how preserving a segregationist tuition situation is prospectively good for our state. How these folks are here,
right?
What future good is there in continuing to create a two-tiered higher education system? I don't think there's any prospective good. There really isn't. I disagree with, but at least can see the principle behind saying there's a preventative good. I mean, I don't buy the argument that undocumented workers come here because they're attracted to, for instance, in-state tuition. I just don't buy that. I think there's far more extenuating circumstances.
Right.
But at least that argument has a principle behind it. I don't see how the argument about people who are already here, how preserving a two-tiered education system is good for our state moving forward into the future. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We've been talking about the proposal to eliminate a gas tax and replace it with a mileage tax. That was a proposal floated yesterday by a powerful federal oversight board. What do you think of that? We've also been talking about the bill in the Colorado legislature to provide in-state tuition rates to all Colorado residents regardless of their immigration status. I support it. I think it's important to end this kind of tuition segregationism, if you will. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I promise to pack in as many calls as I can before the end of the show. Let's go to traffic with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic really starting to clear up a little bit for us, but we do have some spots that are going to bog you down. Southbound I-25 around downtown after I-70, northbound side from Wolfensberger to Surrey Ridge. Speeds were in the single digits there, but starting to improve into the teens and 20s now. Whoopee! Westbound 36 also full for you from Sheridan Boulevard out to Foothills Parkway. And southbound 225 going to be stop-and-go Alameda down to Iliff. We do have some surface street crashes, but a lot of them. Do be careful if you're making your way around the metro right now. We are starting to clear up, but there are some slick spots, especially on those bridges, ramps, and overpasses. In the high country, icy, snow-packed, and slick conditions on I-70 between C-470 and Eagle. Conditions do get worse the further west you go. I just got a call, heard reports of whiteout-type conditions over Vail Pass, but those might be clearing up as you get a little bit further west. Your forecast, snow is tapered off in the metro, mostly sunny this afternoon, highs in the upper 30s. Right now, 18 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Why get your dinner from the fast food window when you can make a real meal at home? With Stouffer's, you can make a delicious meal with real ingredients.
I think it's safe to say that today every business and every consumer are reexamining expenses, but all of this switching around is honest opportunity for those who offer true value. If your business is sincerely interested in cutting expenses and or gaining new clients, I've got two words for you. Intelligent office with 50 locations. Make that four words. Intelligentoffice.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Johnson, Human Resources Manager, and I can tell you, as a leading tech company, we naturally use the web to find talent. My job is to find the brightest tech candidates Dice.com has the most qualified and talented candidates out there. Because Dice focuses on technology and engineering, I save a lot of time and trouble sifting through thousands of resumes from sites that aren't relevant to our business. Usually we're looking for experienced software and hardware engineers, DBAs, storage engineers, project managers. We found over half our key hires through Dice.
Dice is the number one online technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs. Post your open technology positions on Dice to access the best tech talent. Or search through thousands of resumes from qualified engineering and tech professionals from all across the country. Visit Dice.com. Dice.com.
A healthy 40-year-old can protect his family with $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $19 a month. Female rates are even lower. And don't forget to ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. Since 1986, we've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Why not find out how much you can save? Write down this number and call today for your free quote. Call 800-500-3353. One 5-minute call is all it takes. 800-500-3353. That's 800-500-3353.
Worried about losing your home? Is your bank threatening to foreclose? Well, there's hope. Operation Hope, America's leading financial literacy and empowerment nonprofit. If you're facing mortgage payment challenges, we just may be able to help. Get free, reliable information and guidance by calling the Operation Hope Mortgage Hotline at 888-388-HOPE. That's 888-388-4673. Look, don't lose your home just because you didn't pick up the phone. Make that call today or visit us at OperationHope.org.
Ah, the sounds of spring. The chirp of the chickadee. The crack of a little league bat. And the sound of people changing their allergy medicine from Claritin to Allivert. They've discovered Allivert gives them the 24-hour non-drowsy relief they need. Relief even Claritin can't beat at a much better price. It's spring. It's time to switch your allergy medicine to Allivert. A good change to make.
Use as directed. Price comparison based on IRI data as of 11-208. Brands are trademarks of their respective owners.
.953, I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay is feeling better, not sure when he's going to get back. I am out of here after this for the rest of the week, but may be back next week, depending on how Jay is feeling. I'm headed to New York tomorrow for meeting with my my new book editor. I've got a new book that I'm starting at some point when I have theoretically some time to write a book. And getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning has not helped that process, not helped the writing process along. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Kathy Azuri, my friend Kathy. Good, how you doing? Kathy, by the for listeners who don't know, is the executive director of the Colorado ACLU. Go ahead.
Well, I've been listening as I'm driving in, and the ACLU has some real safety or privacy concerns about the vehicle mileage tax.
Yeah, yeah.
Also known as mileage-based revenue.
Tell us about what the concerns are.
Well, most of the systems that are being talked about involve a GPS added to the car so that as you're traveling, it can be determined that your car is driving so many miles. And it's going to require a fair amount of infrastructure to have the monitors placed along the roads. And there'll be other things like that, for example, a city might want to know if you travel most of your miles in that city, and they'll put in more monitors. And so you're going to be tracked.
Right, and I had said that it's not conspiracy theory to think you're going to be tracked because that information has value to corporations. I mean, some people might say, well, it's conspiratorial. Why does the government care where I'm driving? Well, it's not necessarily the government. And in some cases, I think there is legitimate fear that the government will be tracking you. But there's a profit. There would be a potential profit incentive. I mean, that is valuable consumer data.
you're absolutely right. I mean, and one thing too, David, is we know, and this is not, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but we do know that government misuses data.
Absolutely.
They do it all the time. They misuse the census information to find pockets of Japanese Americans to intern them during World War II.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's not, you know, J. Edgar Hoover, Nixon's enemies list. It's not as though we have no examples of government misusing the information. Now we have fusion centers where private companies are sharing information and getting information from the government.
Yeah, you make a really good point. In this era, you're right. I shouldn't even couch what I'm saying with the I'm not a conspiracy theorist sort of phraseology. I mean, we're living. We was just a couple of years ago that we found out about warrantless wiretapping. I mean, that's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fact. Great point. Thanks for the call, Kathy.
Okay. Take care.
Okay. Let's go real quick to Pierre in Hartsel.
Hi.
Real quick. You got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, I live in the mountains. I haven't worked in 5 months. Finally got a job down in Denver. And, you know, this tax, it's been terrible enough for people up here. I know a half a dozen people that haven't worked in months. And so you go wherever you can find work. And unfortunately, I think we all know what would happen with these taxes. So that's kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah, and you're talking about the mileage tax.
Talking about the mileage tax.
Yeah, and I do think it is, there's something to be said for not just the privacy issues, but at least with the gas tax, no matter where you live, you can try to make a consumer choice for fuel efficiency. And I think that speaks especially to people in rural America. Thanks for the call. I'm David Sirota. I've been filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks for sticking with us on this wintry Denver morning. I'm off to New York starting tomorrow.
So we've all heard the expression, it looks as good as new. Yeah, well, at Advanced Auto Parts, it isn't just an expression, okay? It's a call to action. They've got select Blackmagic appearance products, 2 for $8, including tire wet, wheel cleaner, and liquid wax. Buy it. All of it. Then go home and get your car looking as good as new. Because if you clean your car like it's for sale, you'll never want to sell it. Whatever you're working on, Advanced Auto Parts will help you keep the wheels turning.
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready for the long haul. From simple tune-ups to advanced diagnostics, we'll change your oil, rotate your tires, replace your brakes, and give you something we call the fix-it list. It lets you know what's running fine, what needs fixing now, and what can wait. Think of it as peace of mind for the miles ahead. Midas, we're on this road together. 708.